Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Attorney General Bondi says so far 98 people, the lion's share of Somali descent, have been charged, more than 60 convicted in the massive Minnesota fraud scandal, defrauding taxpayers of billions through Medicare scams and bogus child care centers, among other schemes that have allegedly run rampant for years. President Trump says he expects speedy implementation of phase two of the Gaza ceasefire, suggesting the biggest challenge may be rendering Hamas harmless.
There has to be a disarmament, you know, disarm with Hamas. So one of the things we'll talk about, certainly, but there has to be a disarming of Hamas. Otherwise, very quickly, yeah.
The president threatens dire consequences for Hamas if it fails to disarm as promised. Over the past couple of days, Mr. Trump has met separately with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Ukrainian President Zelensky, talks held at Mr. Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. Communist China is growing more aggressive in the military drills it's been conducting off Taiwan. The latest from BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing.
According to journalists on the Pingtan Island, which is close to Taiwan, volleys of rockets were fired into the air from mainland China this morning. As the People's Liberation Army exercises move into the second day, live fire operations have been increased on all sides of Taiwan. The Chinese military says it's carrying out simulated strikes and a dress rehearsal for a blockade of the territory Beijing considers a rogue province. U.S. President Donald Trump said he wasn't worried by the mass exercises, as they'd happened before.
The U.S. military has carried out another strike on an alleged drug-running boat in the eastern Pacific. President Trump says a South American port involved in the drug trade was also hit. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Several things as we get underway on the eastern shore. There is a wreck from overnight westbound on Route 50. It's after the light at Route 213. So if you're coming through the light at 404 right now, it looks like they're still detouring traffic at 213. So you would go up 213 and pick up 301. Come into Queenstown that way. There are no problems eastbound right now, so we'll keep an eye on that. Had a two-alarm fire overnight in the Brooklyn area in the city. The cleanup is still there. Hanover Street is affected just off the intersection at Patapsco Avenue, and you might see a broken-down vehicle if you're on the Beltway early on the outer loop near the ramp at Route 10 in Glen Burnie. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Cold and windy to kick off your Tuesday morning. Wind advisory still in effect until noon today, but wind chill numbers in the teens and single digits. Heading toward the afternoon, don't get much warmer. We keep the sun around, but the wind also. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
28 degrees in Perry Hall and 27 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Baltimore City Health Department says a code blue extreme cold alert is in effect through Friday morning. Health Commissioner Dr. Michelle Taylor issued the alert due to a forecast of wind chills in the teens that could pose significant health risks. Residents should take necessary precautions, stay indoors when possible, and check on neighbors who may need assistance. And according to Channel 11 police police are looking at a deadly stabbing. 22-year-old Ibrahim Lapi was discovered near Edgewood Road and Lockraven Boulevard. Lapi, 22 years old, was found stabbed, and it was an isolated incident that began as a dispute. And Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott has released his 2026 legislative priorities ahead of the General Assembly session, which will begin on January 14th. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 299, the pick 4, 0859. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The Ravens and the Steelers on Sunday night, of course, for the AFC North. And the biggest question is, will he or won't he? Talking about Lamar playing or not playing, depending, of course, on his health. Two questions asked of John Harbaugh yesterday. First, have you seen improvement from Lamar over the past week?
Yes, absolutely. There was improvement throughout the week. It was not good at all. All early in the week, and it improved as the week went on, and that was cause for optimism.
And then, assuming health, does Tyler Huntley's performance Saturday night in Green Bay sway the decision in his favor at all?
No, I think the fact that we have a lot of confidence in Tyler is a real big positive, a real plus, but it doesn't factor into whether Lamar plays. If Lamar's ready to go, he's playing. That's it.
And so there you have it. Monday Night Football last night in Atlanta featured one of the longest touchdown runs in NFL history.
Here's Robinson, right side. Nice cutback. He's gone. Can anybody catch him?
Not tonight.
McCreary chasing. We'll get their touchdown, Atlanta.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman had the call on ESPN. Bijan Robinson's 93-yard scamper, part of his 195-yard rushing night. And the Falcons get a last-minute field goal and hold off the Rams in the ATL. 27-24 was the final. And oh, by the way, the longest rushing touchdown in NFL history is 99 yards, done twice. Tony Dorsett with the Cowboys and Derrick Henry with the Titans. Coming up in 30 minutes, did in fact John Harbaugh have that watch party? And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Casey and Company in the Morning on WCBM 680. I am your host, Nino Mangione. I am filling in, today, tomorrow, and I believe Friday for Sean Casey, a couple days next week as well. Today being, of course, December 30th, 2025. One more day before the big New Year's Eve celebration. I hope you all have a happy New Year. And I'm going to say Merry Christmas and happy rest of the holiday season. And what a show. What a show we have planned today. Action-packed, as always. You're not going to want to miss any of the stories we have for you today. We're going to start off in a moment here with what Maryland Democrats and Maryland leftists, if there's anything worse than a Maryland elected Democrat, it's the Maryland far-left radicals that put them in that position of power. And my first story I'll get to in a bit here, really, it's such an important story, and it summarizes exactly what we're up against. We have also more on Kilmer Abrego-Garcia. How we have not been able to get rid of this guy already is just beyond me, but I have more on him. Must-hear updates out of Minnesota with this alleged fraud scheme by the Somali community there. Or I shouldn't say the entire community, but yes, many members of the Somali community. I have a little of American history, by the way, that I am going to highlight, and you're not going to want to miss that whatsoever, because I'm going to pay a little tribute to the great men, our founding fathers, and those who sacrificed everything to get us to this point. I'm sure they're turning in their grave. No, Boston Mayor Wu. It wasn't the Somali community that built this nation. It wasn't the Somali and third world immigration that built America. It was men like our founding fathers. I'll have a little bit on that later. Award-winning journalist Chris Papps, right here in Baltimore, will join us, it looks like, at 8 a.m. 8 a.m. There's a headline for you, Michelle. Thank you, Michelle, for our producer here. Chris will be joining us, it looks like, at 8 a.m. in studio. So we have a lot to discuss with him about that list I briefly went over yesterday that he has compiled over the last year in Maryland, really the lowlights of the year coming out of this state. Really many thanks due to the failures of the Maryland General Assembly. We'll also be discussing his book, Failure Factory, How Baltimore City Public Schools Deprive Taxpayers and Students of a Future. I look forward to that discussion again at 8:06 a.m. And it kind of just, it really correlates with what's going on in Minnesota, but is it fraud? What's going on in Baltimore City schools? Well, abuse, waste. At the end of the day, the taxpayers get stiffed. All I can say is you have a situation where billions of dollars are being spent and the results are dismal. I'm not saying it's outright fraud. I'm simply saying in many cases what you have is an abuse of the dollars being spent because the results are not there. And we're going to dive very much into detail on that topic when Chris joins us. But for now, I want to check in with Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, Your Honor. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. The Honorable. Yeah, I'll never forget when I first received a piece of mail as a delegate. It says, Your Honorable. Yes. Reminded me of you, Chuck.
I got one of those one time, but it was a summons. That's a little different story.
Yes,
then when
it
I
is.
Went up before the bench, the judge knew my sister. He said, good morning, Mr. Whitaker. I said, morning, Judge.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, what do we have here today, Chuck, on the traffic?
Now what they're calling police activity on the outer loop of the Beltway at Route 10, along with a broken down vehicle. So if you're right there in Glen Burnie, you're coming over from Ritchie Highway, maybe working your way towards Ordnance Road there on the outer loop at Route 10. Watch for that. Active fire call from overnight. Hanover Street at Patapsco Avenue in the city was a 2-alarm fire. They're beginning to wrap it up, but there's some equipment still there in the area. And the early morning wreck on the Eastern Shore, westbound Route 50, still closed right here at Route 213. So after Route 404 on 50 westbound, you'll have a detour through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox Baltimore winter weather update. Cold and windy start today with a wind advisory until noon. Wind chills in the teens and single digits. Lots of sun, but wind will stick around through the day. It really was. When I walked out this morning around 3 a.m., it was eerie out there, cold, windy, dark. So, yes, try to stay warm today, ladies and gentlemen. So, all right, I would say you're not going to believe this one, but no, it's absolutely believable when you realize what we're up against with the Maryland Democrats and really the Maryland left-wing activist community in this state. This right here sums up everything, the challenges in the state of Maryland. These clueless protesters out there freezing cold, waving their signs, protesting against their own public safety. So Fox Baltimore had a report on what took place on Christmas Eve in Glen Burnie. Chuck just mentioned Glen Burnie, involving ICE officers and illegal aliens. And if you have not heard this story yet, well, let's break it down for you. I'm going to play much of the report here from Fox Baltimore, and then I'm going to give you my take. But hold on to your car, you hold on to your seats here. This is just incredible how far we've fallen. Let's play clip one.
Today, anti-ICE protesters took to Baltimore following a shooting involving ICE agents in Glen Burnie on Christmas Eve. ICE says agents shot an illegal immigrant who is accused of trying to hit agents with his car while evading a stop. Protesters argue ICE is overstepping its boundaries, while police experts argue the agents are upholding the law.
While everybody has their right to protest, ICE is not going away, and neither is enforcement of the laws of this nation.
Fox 45's Jessica Babb spoke to protesters this afternoon and joins us live with their message and the response from law enforcement. Jessica.
Well, while protesters voiced their opposition to what happened in Glen Burnie last week, they're also calling on state lawmakers to put an end to programs that allow counties and cities to cooperate with ICE, something that lawmakers are expected to be debating this next legislative session. But in the meantime, some law enforcement experts argue ICE is critical to public safety. Standing on the street corner,
ICE out of Baltimore!
The message is clear.
ICE out of Maryland!
ICE out of everywhere!
Protesters gathering in downtown Baltimore Monday are making a push to abolish ICE.
They violate our rights, terrorize people based on their skin.
And they're calling for local and state lawmakers to end collaborative programs like 287G after last week's ICE-involved shooting in Glen Burnie.
We consider that our duty to be out here, speak up against what's happening, and put pressure on lawmakers. Stop collaborating with ICE. Abolish the agency altogether. Put the money towards something good.
Last Wednesday, police say ICE agents were conducting an operation when they approached a white van. ICE officials say Tiago Alexandre Sousa Martins, who was driving the van, started ramming his van into several ICE vehicles, then drove directly at ICE officers, appearing as if he was trying to run them over. That's when the ICE agents fired back, shooting him. He was taken to the hospital where he's expected to recover. ICE officials say Solomon Antonio Serrano Esquivel was in the passenger seat.
We condemn the violent attack of ICE against two of our community members here in Maryland. We call for justice.
It is a travesty. It put the community in danger.
ICE officials say the alleged driver, Sousa Martins, is in the country illegally, originally from Portugal. They say he violated his terms of admission when his visa expired in 2009. They say the passenger, Serrano Esquivel, is undocumented and from El Salvador. And while there are many unanswered questions as to what happened and who these individuals are, while community members are putting pressure on ICE, some law enforcement experts agree the shooting shouldn't have happened.
ICE agents legally approached the van with these two illegal aliens in the van and lawfully asked them to get out. Instead, these people panicked and then allegedly tried to harm the agents, stop the agents with that vehicle. That's an assault. The agents acted properly from the set of facts that we know.
National Police Association spokesperson Betsy Brantner-Smith says ICE is here to stay.
Another $170 billion is about to be put into ICE and their efforts. ICE has been recruiting all around the country any cooperation with federal law enforcement when it comes to illegal immigration makes it safer for everyone involved.
Now, with
all right, we can tone that down there. So, yeah, I'm about to break this down for you and how significant this story is. And I'll just say this. First of all, to you protesters, we should get rid of you. We should absolutely welcome more of ICE. And we should absolutely be deporting these illegal aliens. And these clueless protesters, I have a lot more to add. When we return, you are listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Casey and Company on WCBM.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nino Mangione, and you are listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Remember, you can email in AM680 at WCBM.com, and the text line that is on the WCBM mobile app. You can access the text line through the app on your cell. I'm trying to pull up the email. Of course, it's not loading right now, but 410-922-6680 is the call-in, and I think you're going to want to call in after hearing my take on this with these clueless protesters. They're out there in the freezing cold. They're waving their signs. They're protesting against their own public safety. And can you imagine? I mean, really, can you imagine having nothing better to do than to stand around defending, in this case, you heard the report, some thugs who tried to ram a brave ICE agent with a car? That is what happened. Is this what we've come to in America? But now I say America. Is this what Maryland has come to? I mean, is this where liberals, they're basically egging them on, chanting how illegals are good, law enforcement bad. It's insanity. But more of this in just a moment. Let's check in with traffic and weather and Chuck Whitaker. Chuck.
The wreck on westbound 50 at Route 213 on the eastern shore has cleared just in the last 5 minutes. They released traffic there. So we're on the move once again. That makes it a lot better now after the light at 404 on the way over to Queenstown and eventually over to the Bay Bridge. And there are no problems right now. The main span is clear. And then 50 looks good through Annapolis over towards I-97. We're back looking live at both the harbor tunnels. All is well there. 2-alarm fire overnight in the city. They're still cleaning up. Be careful around Hanover Street at Patapsco Avenue in the Brooklyn area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast looks like cold and windy start today with a wind advisory until noon with wind chills in the teens and single digits. Lots of sun, but wind will stick around throughout the day. So this protester that was interviewed on the Fox Baltimore clip there, Andrew Mayton, he's some organizer leftist with the so-called People's Power Assembly. And he says they're pressuring Maryland lawmakers to end the local and state cooperation with ICE. So That's 287G. They're trying to get rid of that. And what is 287G? I've talked about this on my podcast a number of times. It's very simple, ladies and gentlemen. It's very smart. It's just an immigration program that allows ICE, the brave men and women of ICE, to team up with our local police and our sheriffs. And these trained officers, they check immigration statuses in the jails. They serve warrants. And, yeah, sometimes they actually enforce the law during some of these routine stops. And who does this help? Who does it help? Well, it protects you and me, your children, your grandchildren, our public safety, our national security. What it does is it spots and hopefully leads to deporting dangerous criminals who are here illegally, mind you. Illegal aliens, before they get released back into our neighborhoods. It allows, and I mean, it arms our local heroes, again, both federally and in state and in our counties, our local heroes, with tools. What it does is it gives federal tools to go after the real bad actors. So why in the hell would anyone be against that? But no. No, what we have here are far-left politicians who are entrusted with keeping us safe, and they're not just against it. I mean, this guy is a far-left activist, but it's not just the activists. It's the politicians. And believe it or not, in Annapolis, in the Maryland General Assembly, this is their top priority. Yes, so I'll have that. You just pay attention here. The top priority is to allow illegal aliens to roam free. They want to demonize the men and women in uniform, the real heroes busting their tails every day to protect us. But in the Maryland House of Delegates, the Democrats, the House Democrats, actually put out a video calling 287G, quote, cruel, inhumane, unacceptable. And they're vowing to shut it down. It is so bad that the Senate President of the state of Maryland, perhaps the second most powerful person in the entire state, he piped up earlier, just back in November, saying, quote, now is the time to ban 287G agreements in Maryland. He's prioritizing legislation to do just that in the next session. This is an individual who is from Baltimore City, the Senate president, where we know crime is an issue. And yet his top priority of the Maryland Senate president is to let illegal aliens, who we have no clue who they are, what crimes they've committed on top of sneaking across the border, he and the supermajority of Democrats want to let them run wild in your communities. No help from the feds, no allowing the feds to help the locals keep us safe. This is how you end up with more Rachel Martin tragedies, more Kayla Hamilton horrors. Keep turning Maryland into a wide open border state, and this is exactly what you'll get. This whole protest mess that we just listened to the clip, this knee-jerk reaction to the ICE-involved shooting on December 24th in Glen Burnie, I mean, this guy, Maton, he whines, quote, it's a travesty to put the community in danger. Danger? Do you hear this guy? Danger? These thugs, these illegal alien thugs, try to run over an ICE officer with their vehicle. I mean, for God's sakes, for crying out loud, think about that. The illegal alien driving the van was told to shut off the engine by the ICE officers, but instead he floors it. He tries to smash into the ICE vehicles. This is what they're protesting. This is what the Senate president and the Democrats in the House and Senate in the General Assembly want more of. And this leftist clown is out there, and the ones protesting are defending this, attacking our ICE agents for doing their job. They're not out there demanding that these illegals try to stop mowing down our heroes. No, they're demanding we get rid of the agents. It is a disgrace. It's shameful that our elected officials in Annapolis have their priorities just as backwards as this protester and all those protesters. It is time Maryland wakes up. It is time to fight back. You are listening to Casey and Company, Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Now we're going to check in with the local news and Maggie Hunter.
Thanks.
Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning, Nino. WBFF reports that Baltimore County Police are investigating a fatal pedestrian crash that occurred early Monday morning in Dundalk. Officers responded around 1:10 a.m. on December 29th to the area of North Point Boulevard and Trap Road after receiving reports of a pedestrian struck by a vehicle. Police say a 66-year-old man identified as Donald Knight was struck by a 2012 Honda Odyssey that was traveling southbound on North Point Boulevard. And Maryland State Police are investigating a pedestrian crash in Harford County that killed an 11-year-old girl on Sunday. The accident happened shortly after 5 p.m. in the area of northbound Riverside Parkway and Church Creek Road. According to the preliminary investigation, a Jeep Grand Cherokee was traveling northbound on 543 on a green light when the child was struck in the crosswalk. The driver remained at the scene, and investigators do not believe alcohol was a factor. And it's cold out there. The Baltimore City Health Department says a code blue extreme cold alert is in effect through Friday morning. Health Commissioner Dr. Michelle Taylor issued the alert due to a forecast of wind chills in the teens that could pose significant health risks. Residents should take necessary precautions, stay indoors when possible, and check on neighbors who may need assistance. During a code blue, city agencies activate services that provide shelter and assistance for those in need, including those who are homeless. The Maryland Department of Health has reported 3 cold-related deaths in the city during this code blue season. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audienhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there too to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
6:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks good on the Beltway early, and of course we're still in the holiday mode for the rest of this week. So right now the Parkville side, the inner loop at Pikesville, coming down the west side, all the lanes are open. Another quick check at both the Harvard tunnels. With the lanes clear, most of the traffic is southbound right now, but no issues on 95 or 895. We can see from the data that we're doing fine towards the Capitol Beltway, 95 to Parkway, and Route 29 with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Cold and windy to kick off your Tuesday morning. Wind advisory still in effect until noon today, but wind chill numbers in the teens and single digits. Heading toward the afternoon, don't get much warmer. We keep the sun around, but the wind also. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Let's take you back to that Ravens locker room on Saturday night, where head coach John Harbaugh declared this in advance of the Steelers game Sunday in Cleveland.
Hey, you know what? I was thinking, what do you think my wife would say if I told her that tomorrow at 1 o'clock at our house,
We're going to have a watch party for anybody who wants to come over.
Oh.
Think she'd be okay with that? She's going to have to be because I just said it right now, right? So that's what we're going to do.
So, how did it go? Did it, in fact, John Harbaugh host that watch party for players and coaches on Sunday? The coach answering the question yesterday in Owings Mills.
We had the coaches came over and some players came over to the house. And, you know, it was probably like a lot of fans. You know, we had to watch it. And there was plenty of times where I wasn't watching it, you know. Sometimes it's, you know, someone told me at one point in time, don't move. You know, a couple good plays that happened there. I wasn't allowed to move.
But. And we've all been there, of course. And finally, the obvious question, when he watches, does he do it as a coach or does he do it as a fan?
I'm in fan mode, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm complaining about the play calls, you know. I'm wondering why they didn't do this or that, you know. What are they thinking? Yeah, the clock management, you know. What are we doing? I got to just be an honest.
Just like us. How about that? On to Pittsburgh now. The Ravens came out of the Green Bay game in pretty good shape health-wise, monitoring the condition, of course, of Lamar. Steelers in a bit of a pickle, though, will be without DK Metcalf with that suspension. And then TJ Watt, Darnell Washington, and Calvin Austin are all iffy with injuries. On to other sports now. We moved to the ice last night. The Caps were back in action in Sunrise, Florida, taking on the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers.
Now Reinhardt again into the slot. He's got it.
That's the Cats, not the Caps, taking the lead on a goal by Aaron Ekblad with 6:48 remaining. That was the difference. An empty netter later, the Panthers skate away with a 5-3 win over the Caps. That's Washington's seventh loss in their last nine games. And finally, just days after a decisive win over Jake Paul in a bout on Netflix, two-time heavyweight champ Anthony Joshua was involved in a car crash in Nigeria on Monday that resulted in two fatalities, with the boxer reportedly suffering only minor injuries. Joshua was traveling in the back of a vehicle on an expressway near his ancestral hometown when it was involved in the collision. A burst tire was the reported cause. The time now is 6:36. When we return, oh, what might have been.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
You know, this is a futile exercise, but any sports fan that roots for their hometown team does it. And that is, when you come down to the final game of the year, in this situation particularly, when it's win or go home, you look back on the season and you say, what if, right? Like, what if the Ravens hadn't blown that 20-point lead in the fourth quarter against the Buffalo Bills on opening night, right? What if Isaiah Likely, remember the catch that wasn't against Pittsburgh when he didn't make a football move in the end zone and the ball got batted away? What if that had been called a touchdown rather than not called a touchdown? Or what if in the New England game, for instance, when Derrick Henry didn't touch the ball for the final 13 minutes of the game, what if they had given it to Henry? You know, this game could have been moot if any one of those three things happened. None of them happened, and here we are.
Well, that's for us fans, the what-ifs. That's why these guys are getting paid millions to not think back,
right,
but to think what's ahead of them.
You're absolutely
right. And us fans
right.
can moan and complain about it, but yeah, they have a job to do in front of them, no doubt, and that's why they get the big bucks, because
you know,
now they got to put those mistakes and what-ifs behind them.
You know, if you ever ask an athlete about a player that happened weeks ago or days ago, whatever, they dismiss the question. You're absolutely right. They never look back. They must look forward. Yeah. That's part of the job.
I still remember lots of my missed opportunities in college sports.
me too.
That's why we're not professional, at least in that level.
Gotcha.
But, well, thank you, Gary. Check in with you in a bit. So we have lots of calls online. Joan, Jack, hold on just a bit because Mike was here first, wants to talk about illegal immigration here in Maryland. Go ahead, Mike. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Hey. Morning. How you doing?
Great. Thank you.
I got a couple things to say about it, really. I could go on for a while. But take a look at Montgomery County, okay? It's the only county in Maryland right now that allows non-residents to vote in their election, and I'll guarantee you they're voting in the state elections. All they have to be is a resident They took the word citizen away. That's what the state of Maryland wants to do. The best way to deal with the state of Maryland right now is to take the revenue away from them. I mean, look at what he's doing in the state house. He is increasing every single fee that he can because, well, we're broke paying for these people.
Absolutely correct, Mike. What you're referring to, yes, in some of these local elections, illegal aliens, if this may be new to some people listening, illegal aliens in the state of Maryland, non-citizens, are allowed, undocumented illegal aliens, to register and vote in some of these municipal local elections. They're not, as you mentioned, although you know there's the possibility they may be voting statewide, but they're allowed to vote for mayors and city councils and some of these town commissioners, places like I believe like College Park would be an example, right? And Chevy Chase, those places. But the part about withholding funds, that's a great idea. If we had if I were governor of the state of Maryland, I would look to defund the parts of the states or give them a lot less money until they said no more of this insanity of allowing people in many cases who snuck across the border, came here, now we're taking advantage of the resources, and now they're voting in their best interest, and they're not even damn citizens. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I live up in Harford County. Okay,
yep.
And
it's a great county.
There's been a conversation going on up here. Yeah, great county to live in, to be honest with you.
Yep.
Especially if you're on a conservative side. Where our taxes, or our bill, we'll call it our bill to the state of Maryland, has increased by millions of dollars. We're a small county. There's not really a large population in the county. And by millions, because he's overtaxing us, because it is one of the last conservative counties in the state of Maryland, just to pay for things that are going on in Baltimore City and everything else. And I give the county executive some credit, even though the fighting is going on up here a little bit, that he puts that out there. We have a new bill for X amount of millions of dollars because he's overspending, and he's going after the counties, well, that don't sit in line with him.
Mike, your point well taken. You're exactly right. That's what happens when you have a governor and a general assembly who is hell-bent on overspending, not managing the budget, creating deficits, and you have to come back to the taxpayer, whether it's increasing your tax rate. Well, for the high earners, they did that, whether it's, for example, these vehicle registration fees. You're probably talking about the Kerwin bill that the counties are forced to pay, which was passed years ago, and that means that in order for them to meet the obligations, they either have to raise taxes on their citizens in Harford County or cut services, and that's what's happening. And I like Casserly is a great executive, and Sheriff Gaylor is a great sheriff, so I don't want to get in the middle of it, but thank you for the call, Mike. I'm going to move on. Is this Joan? I hit the wrong one. Jack in Reisterstown.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to make a point that these ICE agents are trying to solve a problem that was perpetuated and made worse by the Biden administration. These protesters want to be mad and blame somebody. They should put the blame where it belongs, and that's in the Biden administration. Do you agree?
The Biden administration was the worst presidency in the history of this country. What they did at the border was, I would say it's a travesty, but it was an orchestrated effort to flood this country, to continue flooding this country with third world illegal aliens. Now we're suffering, but I did a great piece yesterday on what the Trump administration has done in just 1 year to cut the invasion by 90%+. But you're right, Joe Biden and his cronies, they have so much to blame, but the problem has existed for decades prior. But thank you, Jack, for the call. We're going to go to Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather. Chuck.
So far, so good. With the interstate lanes running free and clear, we're going to be one more section here this week that will still be in the holiday mode. And then next week, we go back to business as usual. Don't see any problems if you're traveling today. We've checked out on I-70, up 83, 95. All the major highways are clear. 695 locally, no problems. JFX is still very nice between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, our Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cold and windy start today with a wind advisory until noon with wind chills in the teens and single digits. Lots of sun, but the wind will stick around throughout the day. So you're listening to Nino Mangione filling in when Casey and Company, WCBM 680, we're talking about illegal immigration and how the priority of the state legislature this coming session is to get rid of the 287G program, which is designed to help our local law enforcement, our sheriffs, go after these illegal alien criminals. But the Maryland Democrats would rather let them run wild in your communities. And there was a protest that went on, and they were, instead of protesting the illegal aliens for being in our country and trying to ram our ICE officers with a van, no, they decided to protest ICE for trying to get rid of these individuals. It's incredible. We just took a couple calls. Now we're going to Joan in Cockeysville. Thanks for the long wait, Joan.
Thank you. I just wanted to let you know, I saw the Channel 45 report, and I've seen it on other channels about the ICE protesters. And every time I see it, I say, why can't the cameraman pan out so we can see how many protesters there are? These reporters, when they report this on television, give the public the impression that there are loads of protesters protesting about ICE. And I'm very skeptical. I have a feeling that there are few people protesting. And if there are, why in the heck does this TV, these TV stations, bother to report it? Because they are implying to the public that there are all these people hating ICE. And it really is, I find it to be very irritating. And I'm sorry I have to take it out on you.
No, well, John, actually, you raise a very important point. And I agree with you that you're probably correct. Number one, it's cold out there. It's very cold today. So I doubt that there are hundreds and thousands of people out there. But here's the important part of this. And I mentioned it earlier when I went through this story. There probably may be a dozen, two, three dozen tops out there in the freezing cold protesting a situation where an illegal alien tried to ram the ICE agent. However, the big part of the story that it's not covered, but I brought it up, is the fact that the priority, even though this is an issue that the majority of the people agree with us, and I think even moderate and a lot of Democrats are on our side here. However, the Democrats in Annapolis, again, as I pointed out, and the Senate president, so this is not, as you would call, a backbencher. This is not somebody that just sits in the back and yells and screams on the floor. This is the Senate president who has made it a priority to not allow ICE to work with our law enforcement. So despite probably not having as much support as they believe, the Democrats are going to ram it through. They've made it a priority. It's probably something we're going to have to live with in this coming session and then, well, in the future. And what it does is make our communities less safe. So good point. But the bigger point, Joan, is the fact that this is a Democrat priority. So thanks again for your call. So let's check in with our friend Jeff from Phoenix. Good morning, Jeff.
Nino, good morning. You're doing a fine job on Casey and Company. So our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. We are a nation of laws. And as you were talking about this insanity this morning, notwithstanding the fact, it sounds like there were maybe six idiots out there protesting and showing their sheer ignorance, while the vast majority of the great citizens of Maryland were either working or getting ready to celebrate our Lord and Savior's birthday. So I happened this morning, Nino, to look up the oath that an elected official takes. I do swear or affirm the case may be that I will support the Constitution of the United States and that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of Maryland and support the Constitution and laws thereof. That being said, Nino, you took that oath. The Senate president took that oath. The governor of Maryland, who has stolen valor and couldn't pay his own freaking water bill, took that oath. I ponder, Nino, how many of our state legislators have actually read the Maryland Constitution, much less the Constitution of the United States. And if my memory serves me correctly, John Adams said, and our founding fathers said, ours is a government for moral and ethical people, of which our representatives obviously are not, notwithstanding the fact, I know there's a way to tell which who contributes to our elected representatives, so I think that we should peel back the layers and find out who is funding with Benjamins this, the Senate leader, the governor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because it's insane. And thank you this morning for taking the time to broadcast the fact that people that put their lives on the line every single day to protect and defend us, while the city of Baltimore is burning.
Jeff, so well said, my friend. Hard to believe. I missed the part of the pledge and that oath to put illegal alien criminals before the citizens of Maryland. But thank you for the call. We'll be back in just a moment. You are listening to Nino Mangione on WCBM, filling in for Sean Casey and Casey and Company.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nino Mangione, and you are listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. You can email in am680 at WCBM.com, but better yet, the text line on the WCBM mobile app. You can access the text line by downloading the Apple or Android app on your cell and shoot us a message. And speaking of email, or a message from earlier, Michael, thanks for Michael. He was great. He emailed a number of times yesterday. Coffee and WCBM in the morning. Does it get any better? Magination strong. So thank you for email. And I still have we been able to access, for whatever reason. There we go. We're finally an ICE protester. James, let's see. Good morning, all. Never underestimate the power of a highly motivated minority. Happy New Year, James. That's a great point. Great point, because it is a minority. However, they're loud, they're vocal, and for whatever unfortunate reason, they have the support of those elected in the General Assembly, the Maryland Democrats. But before we go any further, let's check in with traffic and weather and Chuck Whitaker.
We're back down here at both the Harvard Tunnels. All the lanes are open. Everybody's moving just fine. Both sides of 95 and even for the traffic along 895 for the old Harvard Tunnel Thruway. And now we're over on the Beltway at I-70 down through Route 40, back up here at Liberty Road, and then moving over to the Beltway at Hartford Road. All is well. All lanes open on 695. One new wreck in the city east of downtown. Be careful on Monument Street at Washington Street on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today. Cold and windy start with a wind advisory until noon with wind chills in the teens and single digits. Lots of sun, but wind will stick around throughout the day. So let's go back. We'll hit the calls here. And Ivan in Mount Airy wants to talk about illegal immigration in Maryland. Go ahead, Ivan. Good morning.
Great job filling in.
Thank you.
So, 2 points. One is, I'm a Venezuelan immigrant. I came here, followed the law, became a, contributing member of society by following the law and immigrating.
God bless you.
The first thing, instead of going after the 287C, DG contracts, we had to defund Casa de Maryland. The state of Maryland is funding our own demise. The main reason why I called is, all these crackdown on immigration, you got people from Venezuela that are escaping, genuinely escaping the regime of Maduro. And they're not being allowed to come here. I got family members that try to come here and be with the rest of the family, and they ended up being in Canada. And there's people that I know that have applied for asylum, and they can't come in because of all this scrutiny that's behind it. And rightfully so, though. They come up missing. So, all this crackdown is, we got to focus on good people that are trying to come in here that are really escaping a regime that's killing people, good constructive members, educated and all that stuff that will be very well welcome here, and they're getting turned down because of all this crackdown that's going on. But we got to defund CASA.
Ivan, so well said, my friend. We're lucky to have you and all you contribute to this state and to this nation. And you're right. Casa de Maryland should not receive a single dime of Maryland taxpayer money. As a matter of fact, they should be paid very close attention to for how they assist illegal immigration in this state, because that's what they are, an illegal immigrant front group. And you make a number of good points, especially the fact that we should have very strict rules on who and how and when we allow people into this country. And we do have rules, we just haven't followed them. And it created this chaos at the border. It's happened for years, but Biden made it worse. But you're right, as a result, there are good, honest, decent people that are fleeing some parts of the world that maybe deserve a chance, if they follow the rules, to come here. But now the system is so broken that we have to make sure we put America first and do what's necessary and take every precaution to look who we let into this country. So thank you again, Ivan, for the call. When we talk about people let into this country, nothing's worse than this situation with Kilmer Abrego Garcia. He's back in the headlines again. And this one's a doozy. I mean, remember this guy, right? He's the undocumented MS-13 gang member. The guy is suspected of human trafficking, and now he's out and about. He is out there, and he is posting on TikTok. Yes, he's putting videos up on TikTok, and that's thanks to this Obama activist judge, Let Him Walk Free. That's the Salvadorian national who had been on law enforcement's radar for years here. He was gang participation, MS-13, caught allegedly smuggling in illegal migrants across the border for profit. ICE went after this guy. But this U.S. District Judge, Paula Zinnes, in Maryland, ordered his release with these, quote, procedural concerns and insufficient evidence, according to the judge. And get this, she then slaps a gag order on the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security officials. She's muzzling our own Department of Homeland Security. They can't even speak out against this criminal. Meanwhile, Garcia is out there posting videos, singing Spanish Christian hymns on TikTok, celebrating his freedom as if he's this savior complex here. And he's out there in his Nike hoodie calling his release, somehow he's equating it to some type of divine victory. And it gets even worse. He spoke to a crowd in Baltimore where he was playing the victim card recently. And I'm telling you, would you believe this? It's just like the protesters I mentioned. You have these lily white liberal types chanting. I mean, one of them said, "We love you. We love you." This is a guy. I mean, it's the same concept as George Floyd. I mean, it really says a lot about our country, or parts of our country, and these individuals who choose their heroes when George Floyd, Kilmer, Brango Garcia, these are their heroes. They worship these guys, this guy, a wife beater, MS-13 human trafficker. And here they are outside of a courthouse again in the cold weather. We love you. We love you. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, she called this ruling by this terrible decision by this judge. It's a national security threat. And DHS Assistant Secretary Trisha McLaughlin hit the nail on the head when she said on Twitter how we're under a gag order by the activist judge, yet Kilmer Abrego Garcia is making TikToks. American justice stops working when law enforcement is silenced and criminals get the megaphone. This, ladies and gentlemen, is upside down justice. An illegal alien, MS-13 ties, gets to brag online while our officials are gagged. The system is protecting the wrong people. We have a lot more to come. You are listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company in the morning, WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration not backing down one bit in its war on individuals it identifies as narco-terrorists.
The Southern Command says it's conducted a strike on a boat in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. The military says the vessel was engaged in narco-trafficking operations, though it did not provide evidence to back up the claim. It says two people were killed, and that brings the reported death toll to at least 107 in 30 known boat strikes by U.S. forces in the waters off South America. And President Trump told reporters Monday,
there was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs.
And saying the U.S. wants responsible. I'm Ben Thomas.
Parts of Wisconsin are buried beneath 2 feet of snow. It's the result of a massive winter storm that pummeled the plains, the upper Midwest, Great Lakes, before moving into the Northeast. Travel on the roads and in the air has been snarled, and there are hundreds of thousands of power outages. A National Guard deployment in New Orleans, authorized by President Trump, begins today. Part of a heavy security presence for New Year's celebrations. It comes a year after an attack on Bourbon Street left 14 people dead. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says extra security is welcome.
The National Guard, as you know, are expected to be in our city and in partnership with the city through Mardi Gras. Okay, so that is something that we do know, and we absolutely are welcoming of those added resources.
350 Guard members will be operating on the streets of New Orleans. A new Russian nuclear-capable missile system has been deployed for active service in Belarus, that according to the Russian Defense Ministry. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 5 points higher, NASDAQ futures 7 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So Pure Talk just had their best year ever and asked me if I'd like to thank their customers on their behalf for being so awesome. I said sure. It's important to say thanks, especially this time of year, which is why, as one of their many satisfied customers, I should probably thank Pure Talk first for keeping their customer service in this country and for providing hundreds of American jobs. I appreciate that. I also appreciate their Roundup program, which makes it easy to support America's Warrior Partnership and join the fight against veteran suicide. And I love that Pure Talk donated 1,000 hand-sewn Made in America flags to veterans around Independence Day. And of course, I really appreciate their generous support of my own foundation, MicroWorks, and their commitment to help us train the next generation of skilled workers. Having said all that, it's now my pleasure, on behalf of everyone at Pure Talk, to thank you sincerely for choosing to do business with an American wireless company that actually stands for something. And one more thing. Happy New Year.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Now we're looking at July here at the Bay Bridge. 3 lanes westbound, 2 eastbound, all is well. It's a little gusty. There's some gusty winds there on the main span, but it looks like no restrictions right now. But the high-profile vehicles, definitely keep that in mind as you're traveling both directions on Route 50. After that, you're clear to the Severn River Bridge and then over towards I-97. Have not seen any problems on the Capitol Beltway, either in Prince George's or Montgomery County, with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Cold and windy to kick off your Tuesday morning. Wind advisory still in effect until noon today, but wind chill numbers in the teens and single digits. Heading toward the afternoon, don't get much warmer. We keep the sun around, but the wind also. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 30 degrees in Bel Air and 25 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Brandon Scott has released his 2026 legislative priorities ahead of the General Assembly session, which will begin on January 14th. The mayor says he knows lawmakers will face hard choices to balance the budget, but the city is committed to working toward bringing home the resources and policies that residents need and deserve. The key legislative priorities include housing, transportation, and public safety. And Baltimore County Police are investigating a fatal pedestrian crash in Dundalk. The accident happened shortly after 1 a.m. Monday in the area of North Point Boulevard and Trap Road. Police say 66-year-old Donald Knight was struck by a 2012 Honda Odyssey, and he was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 299, the pick 4, 0859. 7:05 on Casey and Company, Stein on Sports, coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. So the obvious question following the Ravens' dismantling of the Packers Saturday night is, why didn't we see this version of the Ravens more often over the first 15 games of the season? Might their record have been better if this was the plan all along? Head coach John Harbaugh pushing back on the premise that the team had strayed in the first place.
I mean, we were intentional about committing to the run for sure. I'm not going to downgrade that. I mean, it was like a main deal. But it was a week before, and it was a week before that, and it was a week before that, too.
Either way, lessons learned from the Patriots' loss on their opening drive Saturday night. Henry carried 7 times for 48 yards and a touchdown. So, can we expect another huge rushing performance by the Ravens this week against Pittsburgh? Baltimore leads the NFL with 157.6 rushing yards per game. The Steeler defense is 13th against the run, allowing about 111. Head coach John Harbaugh saying the challenge Sunday night will be stiffer.
But really, I mean, it's a new challenge this week because these guys on the edge are really good. I mean, these outside backers that we're about to go against in Pittsburgh, we know them well. We play them a lot. They know how to get off blocks. I mean, they do a great job of setting the edge and tearing off blocks. Probably as good or better than anybody in the league.
In 4 career games against the Steelers in a Ravens uniform, Derrick Henry has rushed 88 times for 507 yards, including games of 162 and 186 last year. The latter was in the AFC playoff win. Coming up in 30 minutes, is Maryland men's basketball ready for Big Ten play? And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. Good morning, everyone. I am Nino Mangione, and you are listening to Casey & Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Email in am680 at WCBM.com, and the text line you can access through the WCBM app on your cell. Speaking of emails, here's one that came in. Fred says, Nino, from the picture I count 14 protesters, and that's a good thing. It's only 14. The bad part, as I mentioned before, which is I'm just going to continue with this story before we move on. The problem lies, it may not be as many protesters as we would think. However, it still becomes a priority for the Democrats in Maryland. And that's why J.D. Vance was interviewed on Fox News, I think, Monday. And this issue of Kilmer Abrego Garcia came up, and he lays it out perfectly. And this is the problem, whether it's one protester or 1,000 or 500,000. J.D. Vance, what he does here is explains what's really going on, not only with Kilmer Abrego Garcia, but he exposes a much bigger problem. And this was the point I was trying to make. Listen to the very end. Let's play J.D. Vance.
There's been a few cases out there where the Democrats and the media say, oh, this person was just an innocent father of three, and then you find out, for example, I think this is the case that you're talking about. Back in 2019, an immigration judge looked at all the evidence, looked at all the data, and concluded that this allegedly innocent person that we sent to El Salvador was actually a member of an MS-13 gang. He had also committed some traffic violations. He had not shown up for some court dates. This is not exactly father of the year here. This is a person that we don't think should be in our country. Here's the most important point, though, Lawrence, is whatever the argument is, whatever the justification is, no one doubts, not even the crazy left-wing media criticized the idea that we could deport this person. They just took issue with the reasoning for why we deported this person. This was unquestionably an illegal alien. This was unquestionably a person who broke the laws to get into our country. This is unquestionably a person an immigration judge had found had zero right to be in the United States of America. We do not ask permission from far-left Democrats before we deport illegal immigrants. We do the American people's business. And again, for the American people who are watching, this is such a weird, mistaken placement of priorities. We need to make our country stronger. We need to create jobs. We need to make our streets safer. What is it about congressional Democrats that get more angry at deporting violent gang members than they do at the victims of those violent gang members? I don't even understand where they're coming from. They've gone off the deep end, and they got to come back to reality.
All right, J.D. Vance, the vice president, nailed it there. I mean, he basically points out the question when he asks is what a lot of Americans are asking right now, myself and many of you in the audience included, or why do the Democrats, especially, this was the entire premise of my point earlier, the Maryland Democrats, why do they seem more outraged about removing, especially with those protesters but that I've talked about earlier today, a violent illegal immigrant, Kilmer Garcia, a violent illegal immigrant, why are they more concerned about removing them than they are about protecting you, the American citizen, you, the Marylander? Why are they more concerned than standing up for the victims of these crimes? So instead of prioritizing public safety and the people who have been hurt, they rush to defend the offender, the illegal aliens. Tells you everything you need to know about where their priorities are, who they're really fighting for, whether it's, again, 10 protesters or 15,000. It doesn't matter. But you are listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey and Casey and Company. We're going to check in with Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather first.
We had the fire call early this morning. It was a two-alarm house fire at Hanover Street at Patapsco Avenue. Most of the equipment has left, but the cleanup was still underway. So just local traffic there around that busy intersection in Brooklyn. Keep an eye out. The fire department is still attending to that. The new minor accident in the city on the east side, Monument Street at Washington Street. JFX, you're good there from top to bottom. Ruxton Road on the expressway, you're clear all the way into the Rams downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, thank you, Chuck. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today, cold and windy start with a wind advisory until noon with wind chills in the teens and single digits. Lots of sun, but wind will stick around throughout the day. So 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. Remember, you can email am680 at wcbm.com and the text line on the mobile app. In a minute, we're going to get through some audio that this is the new age America that we're dealing with. And just some of these leftists throughout the country that are in positions of power and how they demonize our founding. They want to rewrite history. How they really stick it to many of the, yes, I will say it, the white men who helped create this nation from its founding. And you're not going to want to miss this discussion. But before that, let's take a call here. We have Victor in Silver Spring who wants to salute the truckers on the road. Go ahead, Victor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I am familiar with the trucking world. There's a show I listen to, Steve Summers' Overnight Drive, and I can hear the truckers call in. I call in. My handle is Blind Man. And I know some of these truckers personally, and the big complaint they have now are the state of California issuing these CDLs to these so-called truckers who have no business being on the road. They don't know English, they don't know the rules of the road, and they're the ones that are causing the accidents and making the truckers look really bad.
Victor, a couple points here. Number one, I agree with you. God bless these truckers, especially when I'm filling in for Sean Casey. When you're up at 2:15 in the morning and you hit the road by 2:45, and who's there making America move? That's the truckers. They're all over 83. They're the only ones on the road with myself, and they're moving the goods, the service that they provide is what is necessary to keep this country going forward. So you're right. God bless these truckers. And yes, that's a very serious issue that we've come across recently with some of these truckers. They can't read. There was a very just heartbreaking, terrible story a few weeks back of that accident caused by, I'm not sure if it was an illegal alien, but it was certainly an individual that did not have the capabilities to read the signs. They should have never had that license. They did not speak English. I forget where it was, but a number.
Out in Florida.
Florida, that's right. That's right. That Florida trucking accident where a number of people were killed. Should have never had that license, and California is a major culprit in this. So thank you for the call, Victor, and he's right. God bless the men out there trucking all the way across the country to make sure when you wake up that your goods are there for you. All right, so I want to move on here. Some of the audio I'm about to play for you. You're not going to believe some of the utter nonsense the mayor of Boston has to say here. This revisionism, it doesn't even begin to cover that word because we're talking about outright lies. It's just stuff made up completely. This is what happens when your ideology is that of a radical anti-American. You're listening here, in case, an example of Michelle Wu, her name. She is the mayor of Boston. And think about this. Never in a million years would she speak so glowingly about the founding fathers. And Boston, we know, was one of the hot spots for the revolution. I'm sure she probably despises them, like I'm sure she probably despises conservative men, probably white conservatives. I mean, don't forget, this is a Democrat mayor we're dealing with here, who HUD actually just launched a full-blown investigation into the Boston housing policies, her policies, because the city, the HUD is saying that their so-called racial equity and DEI programs are actually illegally discriminating against white residents. Can you believe that? Well, I'm sure you can. This is the same woman. She's out there comparing ICE agents and our brave federal law enforcement officers to neo-Nazis. She loves her illegal aliens. She loves, in this video, her Somalis. But she hates the people who built the cities she's sadly running into the ground. She talks about people, well, listen, not a real word about the men who actually made Boston what it is hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Listen to this clip from the Boston mayor.
You cannot talk about any achievement that the city of Boston has had in safety, jobs, and economic development, in education, without talking about the Somali community that has lifted our city up. We are proud and we are grateful for our Somali community and for our Somali American neighbors. Boston and the country are clear that hate has no place in our society. We will use every attack to actually strengthen and expand the services available, to empower and work alongside our community members who are already doing so much good in the world and setting an example for the rest of the country.
Were you aware that the Somalis built Boston? Were you aware that Boston would not be where it is today if it wasn't for, I saw this great meme, I guess Omar Revere, one of the great figures in Boston history. Yes, the British are coming. Omar Revere. Can you believe that nonsense? It's just, I have more on this and more from Ilhan Omar and Tim Walz when we come back. You're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Casey and Company in the morning.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church for the Moment of Truth. I have news for all the race hustlers and progressive thinkers out there. There's no such thing as race, except, of course, for the human race. That's right, and it's confirmed by science. Genetically, over 99% of your DNA sequence matches anyone else's on the planet. Genetics, therefore, confirms the biblical view of one human race. When the Apostle Paul pronounced Bible basics to the people of Athens, he said, God has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth. Like many animals, human bodies produce melanin, a chemical of color. Melanin darkens a butterfly's wings, a bird's feathers, animal fur, and yes, human skin. We've all descended from the same two parents, Adam and Eve, just with different levels of melanin. God showed his love for creativity when he crafted gene shuffling protocols that can generate such a kaleidoscope of color tones within one human race. Sorry to disappoint so many of you. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione here. You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Email am680wcbm.com, text line on the app, and 410-922-6680 is the calls. And in a moment, we'll get back to the calls. We'll take Ginny in Middle River in just a second. But I'm talking a little bit. I just played a clip from the Boston mayor, what is it, Michelle Wu, talking about how Boston would not be where it is today if not for the Somali community. Have you ever heard such nonsense? I mean, again, never would you ever hear her so glowingly talk about our founding fathers. But when it comes to the Somali community, yes, where would Boston, the great city of Boston, be without them? Let's check in, though, before we go any further with Chuck Whitaker and get an update with traffic and weather.
You know, if it was this all the time, people would be in love with driving on the Beltway.
Say that again. I got cut out there. So I'm sorry, Chuck. What was that?
I was going to say, if it stayed like this all the time, people would love to be on the Beltway.
Good. Good news.
Yeah. But wait till next Monday and Tuesday.
Yes. Not looking forward to it.
No. So we'll take it right now. Everything's good between looking at the air between Old Cork Road
795 coming down to the ramps at I-70 and Route 40. No problems at all. The construction area just keeps things a little bit tight right through there between Liberty Road and I-70. But right now, no issues at all. Good conditions on the highways, including the Beltway, the JFX. And again, some folks are traveling today, getting ready for the next break for New Year's Eve. And right now, everybody's good. 70 westbound to the western part of the state, 83 north, and 95 up towards the Delaware line with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Good news about the traffic. However, the weather, cold and windy, the Fox Weather Update. It says here, wind advisory until noon with wind chills in the teens and single digits. Lots of sun, but wind will stick around through the day. So before we get to the calls, let's check in on the email and text. We have one here from, who is this? Well, it doesn't say the name. But it says here, if this will open, I am a retiree resident of Glen Burnie. I am an immigrant, an American by choice. I am a former county police officer. In America, one has the constitutional right to be a dumb A-double-S. I'll just say that for you. Freedom of speech is about people whom I don't like saying things that I don't like. We have to tolerate and defend protests. However, persons who interfere with federal agents should be arrested and prosecuted. No quarter. Harsh response will save lives. Lawlessness begets lawlessness. I fear the rise of vigilanteism. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Thank you, whoever that was, who sent the email. So let's go back to the calls. Ginny on line one, welcome to the show in Middle River.
Hi, Nino. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Ginny. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you as well.
So that clip in Boston just boils my blood because my son was telling me that the Somalians' IQ, and he really is a researcher, their highest IQ level is 86, which is really low. So it just amazes me, I mean, compared to the average American, which our IQ level is much higher. You might want to check it and make sure it's absolutely correct. I did see another source for it, but, you know, I try to look for multiple sources for validation. It just amazes me, even with a low IQ level, they can still figure out how to finagle us out of millions.
Well, it's easy to figure how to finagle out of millions when you have politicians who don't care and wouldn't have actually prosecuted is, but are you telling me, Ginny, that, and I have no idea of the numbers on this, but are you telling me that the Somalis are not right up there, or like with the Mayor Wu said, with the Samuel Adams of the world and their IQs, or the John Adams and the Paul Revere's and the John Hancock's, the men who came up with the brilliance that created the nation that went on to be the strongest beacon of freedom the world has ever seen? Are you telling me that the Somalis are not on par with them?
Absolutely not.
I don't believe it. I should say some of the Somali third world immigrants that come here that escaped a nation filled with drug or warlords and terrorism, no functioning real government. So you're saying that that's not at par with the Samuel Adams from Boston and the John Adams from the Paul Revere's? Because according to Michelle Wu, the mayor of Boston, Boston would not be where it is today without them.
Isn't that crazy? So they can't fix their own country, so they come over here and destroy our country. Sad.
Well, wait till the next clip I'm about to play for you.
Have you seen the latest little Instagram clips and feeds that people are doing? They're dressing up like Somalians, and they're like, I'm on my way to Minnesota to open up a daycare center so I can make millions.
Yeah, well, so this is, I think, listen here, Ginny. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And it's this clip I'm about to play. Because nobody's sitting here saying every single person that's come here from Somalia is somehow a bad person. However, it's people like none other than Ilhan Omar is who we're talking about. Ungrateful people that come in here, take full advantage of what we have to offer, and they do nothing but complain and moan about it. Let's play Ilhan Omar.
And instead of us saying, here is A, B, and C,
We're saying there is zero option. And if you ever think that you have a chance, we're going to treat you worse than a dog. One of our members said to me, if there were dogs in those cages, every single member of Congress would vote to make sure that all of these cages didn't exist anymore. So we live in a society, and govern in a body that might value the life of a dog more than they value the life of a child who might not look like theirs. And that is completely sad.
So what she's saying there is we value dogs more than people because, or anybody that's not white, any child that's not white. This woman clawed her way out of the absolute worst hellhole on earth, Somalia, a failed state, chaos, corruption, warfare. She hits the jackpot by coming to the greatest country God's ever created. Now she rakes in a fat congressional salary, lives better than 99% of the people on the planet. And what does she do? She stabs America in the back every single day and just does nothing but complain about it. I'll have more on Ilhan Omar in a second. You're listening to Nina Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company, let's check in with Maggie Hunter and today's news.
Thanks, Nino. Good morning. Maryland State Police are investigating a pedestrian crash in Harford County that killed an 11-year-old girl on Sunday. The accident happened shortly after 5 p.m. in the area of northbound Riverside Parkway and Church Creek Road. According to the preliminary investigation, a Jeep Grand Cherokee was traveling northbound on 543 on a green light when the child was struck in the crosswalk. The driver remained at the scene, and investigators do not believe alcohol was a factor. The Anne Arundel County Department of Health has issued an emergency closing for the Deep Run tributary due to a sewage spill. The closure is in effect at 2304 Furnace Avenue and the headwaters of the Patapsco River to Hammonds Ferry Road. The sewage spill came from a privately owned pumping station in Linthicum Heights. The affected area has been limed, and the closure will remain in effect until January 4th. The Department of Health will continue to evaluate the water quality in this area and provide updates as necessary. And the Baltimore City Health Department says a code blue extreme cold alert is in effect through Friday morning. Health Commissioner Dr. Michelle Taylor issued the alert due to a forecast of wind chills in the teens that could pose significant health risks. Residents should take necessary precautions, stay indoors when possible, and check on neighbors who may need assistance. During a code blue, city agencies activate services that provide shelter and assistance for those in need, including those who are homeless. The Maryland Department of Health has reported 3 cold-related deaths in the city during this code blue season. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Imagine actually feeling very bright and healthy this holiday season. Right now, the Deck the Hall sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements. You can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. Customers rely on Rescue for their essentials, powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, and advanced probiotic blends with natural age-defying formulas that help you stay vibrant. This season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, and step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Just go to res-q.com or call a Rescue Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Online at res-q.com for up to 78% off this holiday season.
7:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're getting a report of an accident right outside of Arbutus. The initial report says it's I-195. It would be up around the park and ride and between there and the intersection at Rolling Road. So up at the north end of the interchange with I-95, but the local traffic there heads up for that. It's going to be in an area where there's not a lot of traffic right now. It's definitely not affecting 95, but if you're right up there at Rolling Road, the park and ride, and I-195, some of that equipment is now arriving in that area. Your trip down to the Capitol Beltway, no problems at all. The Parkway, 95 and Route 29 with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Cold and windy to kick off your Tuesday morning. Wind advisory still in effect until noon today, but wind chill numbers in the teens and single digits. Heading toward the afternoon, don't get much warmer. We keep the sun around, but the wind also. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Here are some numbers, 40, 39, 31, and 30. Those four numbers represent yards gained on four receptions by Packers receivers Saturday night, accounting for 140 of the 288 yards backup quarterback Malik Willis threw for, and eliciting this comment from Ravens head coach John Harbaugh yesterday.
There was. I mean, it was just technique. It was technique in the back end, really, you know, corner position, you know, and it wasn't anything. It wasn't really across the board. It wasn't any kind of miscommunications or anything like that. We played things right. We just didn't play them. We didn't play the pass game well.
Sunday night, the Steelers will be without their number one threat, DK Metcalf, who Ravens fans remember torched the Ravens for 148 yards on seven catches back in the game in Baltimore. Meanwhile, last night in Atlanta, week 17 of the NFL season concluded with a bang.
Here's Robinson, right side. Nice cutback. He's gone. Not tonight. McCreary chasing. We'll get their touchdown, Atlanta. 93 yards.
Joe Buck, Troy Aikman had the call on ESPN. 93 for Bijan Robinson. One of the longest in NFL history. And the Falcons hold off the Rams in the ATL. 27-24 was the final. Which brings to mind the longest touchdown run in NFL history. 99 yards done twice. Tony Dorsett in 1983. And then this guy in 2018.
Starts at the one and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that and plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go. 99 yards.
Four times on that run, Nino, he did the stiff arm. Four different defenders went down on that 99-yard run by Derrick Henry. Of course, Joe Buck had the call on a Monday nighter against the Jags back in 2018. Big news in the NBA last night, the Nuggets' Nikola Jokic collapsing on the court and limping off not to return after suffering a knee injury in the game against Miami. An MRI scheduled today. Jokic averaging a triple-double this year. Only three players have done that over a full season in NBA history, including Jokic, who did it last year. Maryland men's basketball non-conference schedule has concluded Sunday at Xfinity Center, 73-58 over ODU, a game that saw the Terps score the game's first 17 points. Here's head coach Buzz Williams on Maryland's impressive start.
To be able to start like that, it was encouraging on a lot of ways for them to see some of the things that we talk about, some of the pictures that we show, some of the measurements that we talk about in practice that we're acting like as a game.
Terps finished 7-6 in non-conference play. They opened Big Ten play with two in a row at home, Oregon on Saturday night and the Indiana Hoosiers on Wednesday night. The time now is 7:37. When we return, are you with him or against him?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Scott Van Pelt last night on ESPN, you know, and the post-game show after the Atlanta game got into an interesting debate about Lamar Jackson. Here's Marcus Spears, who played in the NFL for many years, with his take on Lamar.
Listen, I'm not directing this to you.
Understood.
Or RC. I know y'all. I know how y'all think about Lamar Jackson. I am not going to listen to him. This team has won every season because of him. They have been in the playoffs, AFC championship games. They made runs. This has been one of the best offensive football teams the last 5 years in the NFL. And we got one season where the dude been beat up. And I don't give a damn if you don't like how he come to the building. Your ass wasn't talking about that when he was out there winning MVPs and putting the team on his back when everybody else was injured.
But they've never won the Super Bowl. And so that's my question to you. Is it Super Bowl or bust for Lamar? Or is his track record, his body of work, enough that he is one of the great quarterbacks?
It's Super Bowl or bust.
Is it
however,
really?
Okay. They cannot win without him. Plain and simple.
But can they win with him? Can they win the big one with him?
I think any game he's on the field, they can win. But yeah, if you go your whole career without winning a Super Bowl, that is a bust for a guy who doesn't mean he's not a phenomenal player, but that is a bust in terms of being one of the all-time greats if you cannot come up, at least with a Super Bowl appearance.
Okay,
I mean,
so
he hasn't even been to the
Super Bowl, but if Zay Flowers doesn't fumble that ball at the goal line in the AFC Championship game, okay. So let me ask you this, just as a question: if he never gets to the Super Bowl, but he continues to have the years, right? And after 15 years, he's got a lot of the record, what he's done, right? But never gets to the Super Bowl. Is he a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Absolutely, Hall of Famer.
Absolutely
Hall of Famer. Yeah.
It's an interesting debate.
It is. But, yeah, for sure, Hall of Fame.
Yeah, one that Baltimore fans have every day.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Gary.
See you half an hour.
Yep. All right. So, talking a little bit here about, I was just going off, I should say, on Ilhan Omar. And, by the way, Choose Your Shocking News is coming up. So, give us a call right now if you want to play Choose Your Shocking News. It's 410-922-6680 or 1-800-922-6680. The first caller that will get a chance to win the WCBM merchandise, call now. Good luck. We're playing at 7:45. But before I go on any longer about Ilhan Omar, let's go to Scott in Kingsville. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for all the work you do. It's very appreciated.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate that.
Number two. When I was a little bit younger, I was a traveling ironworker, and the ironworkers are like a brotherhood. So between me and the ironworkers I know, we'd be working in Virginia, D.C., Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, throughout West Virginia, so forth and so on. And all the years, me and my brotherhood worked on all these jobs that you go into nowadays, whether it be a high-rise building, a bridge, Bay Bridge, tunnel, subway, power plant, you name it. There was never one Somalian on any of these jobs. So I'm a fact witness as opposed to some woman who just talks out of her butt with nobody saying, show me some proof. So I'm telling you, go into any high-rise down Baltimore. Not one Somalian did one thing. It was Americans, 100%, American Indians, Germans, and Italians.
Of course.
The primary people that built our country. And for somebody to just talk out her butt and nobody said, where is your proof? Could you show me what buildings, what subway, what whatever? So it just gets so old that the Democrats can throw all kinds of stuff out on the street and nobody says, show me a fact. Show me
Scott,
some fact witnesses.
Scott, you are exactly right. And then you look at Ilhan Omar. She calls me racist. She calls you racist. She whines endlessly about how evil and oppressive this nation is. But it's the very nation, Scott, that handed her, what, power, protection. She's been able to prosper. This country has handed to her on a silver platter, yet this spoiled, bitter radical will not shut up about how horrible we supposedly are and how racist we are, and she sure as hell won't leave. She will not go back to her war-torn dump.
They come from a poop hole. I'll use a more subtle word, a poop hole nation, and they can't say, I really appreciate being an American. I really want to embrace being American. I want to talk like Americans. I want to know American history. No, it's insane what's going on.
Scott, thank you very much. We do have to run in a second here, but no, you're spot on. I appreciate it, but we have to run to traffic and weather. Chuck, go ahead.
All right, brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast. Again, a reminder, if you're in Arbutus, this wreck is reported. If you're coming off of 95, I-195 kind of comes up and then dead ends right there at Rolling Road. And there's a park and ride there and a whole bunch of stuff. There's a wreck right there. So if you're on Rolling Road, you're coming off the interstate onto I-195. There'll be some flashing lights in that area. Good trip through Annapolis. Still clear. No delays at all at I-97 at Route 32. The Bay Bridge is good. Gusty winds there on the main span. The next Baltimore Blast home game is this Sunday. They've changed the time. The original time was 3 p.m., now 1 p.m. against Utica City. And tickets are available for Towson University at BaltimoreBlast.com, Ticketmaster.com, and Happy New Year from your Baltimore Blast. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today. Cold and windy start with a wind advisory until noon with wind chills in the teens and single digits. Lots of sun, but wind will stick around throughout the day. So we're going to play Choose Your Shocking News. It's time now. Three stories, one of which is not true. So identify the fake news story to win. And looks like we have Jeffrey driving around on the Beltway right now is going to play. Do you want to go first, second, or last? And good morning.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I'll go last.
All right, Jeffrey wants to go last. We also have Maggie Hunter in playing with us as well. And Michelle, are you playing?
I am.
Awesome. Okay, here we go. So last for Jeffrey, we'll start, well, I'll read the stories, and then we'll start with you, Maggie. So number one, a British baker's blunt remarks about Mexican bread sparked social media outrage and a public apology. Richard Hart, the co-founder of Green Rhino Bakery in Mexico City, said Mexicans don't really have much of a bread culture. Criticized local sandwiches as, quote, cheap and industrial made. His comments quickly went viral, with many accusing him of insulting Mexico's traditional breads and sparking a wider debate about the culinary identity and foreign influence in the capital. Story number two, a self-driving Waymo taxi. Well, they've gone viral for negative reasons, but this week the self-driving taxis are the bearer of happy news after a Baltimore woman gave birth in a Waymo. The mother was on her way to the University of Medical or Maryland Medical Center when she delivered inside the robo-taxi, said a Waymo spokesperson in the statement. The company said its rider support team detected an unusual activity inside the vehicle and called to check on the rider, as well as alert 911. Finally here, story number three, a former manager of the Harvard Medical School morgue in Boston was sentenced to 8 years in prison for stealing and selling body parts, quote, as if they were baubles. Authorities said Cedric Lodge was at the center of the ghoulish scheme in which he shipped brains, skin, hands, and faces to buyers in Pennsylvania and elsewhere after cadavers donated to Harvard were no longer needed for research.
He said he was trying to get ahead.
Chuck.
Oh!
There he goes.
Sorry.
There he goes.
Thank you very much.
Unbelievable. Well, I forgot Chuck's playing as well since you chimed
in.
Chuck.
I brought it up.
Well, I almost brought it up on
well,
that one.
You go first, Chuck. Story number one, is it the British baker insulting the Mexicans? Story number two, the self-driving Waymo birth? Or story number three, getting ahead with selling body parts?
Yes. Just think, if he was a proctologist, he'd be bringing up the rear.
Wow. Oh, man.
I'll stop now. I'll go with two, please.
All right. That's story number two for Chuck. Maggie, what do you think?
There would have been much more hubbub about it. I'm saying number three is the fake.
Number three is the fake for the Harvard Medical morgue story. Michelle?
Well, I was going to go with number
Let's see, what was I going to go with? I was going to go with number three until I heard it, and I was like, I could actually believe that happening. So I'm going to go with story number two.
So number two, finally, Jeffrey on the Beltway with the coming up the rear here. here we go with
no
your
pun
choice.
Intended. Yikes.
Yeah, well, you know, I think number one and number two are possible. So I'm gonna go with number three. It's also possible, but I'm hoping that's false.
All right. Well, the British baker insulting Mexican bread is, in fact, a true story.
Mm.
Believe it or not, unfortunately, story number three is also true. And story number two is our fake news story of the day. Only because, I know it's a little tough, but Baltimore tried to make it easier. It happened in San Francisco. Not the city of Baltimore. So, yes, a woman gave birth in a self-driving cab, but not here locally. It happened in San Francisco. So, story number two. Chuck, were you the only one who got that right?
I got it right.
Oh, okay. Michelle got it right.
Michelle was going to go with number
three. Well, Jeffrey, thank you for playing. Sorry, we did not have a winner, but we appreciate you calling in. So, all right. That was Choose Your Shocking News. We have another call in here on the Somali issue, and let's go to Jamie in Catonsville. Welcome to the call, or the show.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning. You're welcome.
So all these problems that people see or hear or on the TV and news, you have to look back at yourself and say, how the hell did this happen? This is complacent Republicans, Democrats, independents, not finding out where the money's going, who's giving away all the money. Like Mayor Scott, I go downtown and they have this stupid bike route, these crazy-looking cement and paintings and everything. It's all a waste of money. You have to look into who is doing this, and you have to get these people out. These Somalians, they're going to take advantage of it because we let them, just like the Chinese. Oh, they stole our secrets. No, they didn't. We gave it to them. So get off your damn ass and stop watching football and baseball and start getting involved in politics. Bingo.
Jamie, thank you for the call. You're right. This is what happens when a great nation loses its backbone, plain and simple. And you let America haters like Omar, they wield power at the highest level. It's an insult to all of our veterans, to the taxpayers. She needs to get the hell out of Congress. She does not belong there. But thank you for the call. You're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company in the morning. We're back in just a minute.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys,
Rod Barowi
and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Kim Klasick Show.
Clovis schools are not doing their job. They don't care that they aren't doing their job because they've been receiving the funding. I just can't imagine the teachers union, who's in charge of the blueprint and everything else that goes on with the public school. I can't imagine that they're going to look at charter schools that are actually doing a decent job and say, you know what, we're going to give them more money. Take some of our budget and we're going to put it into the charter school aspect. It's not going to happen.
The Kim Klasick Show, 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nino Mangione. You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and that's 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. And speaking of the right choice, we have the right guy to interview in about 10 to 15 minutes here. Chris Papps, award-winning journalist, joins us to talk about the list, the Maryland lowlight list that he's compiled over the last year. Some of the things that you, if you're not aware of, you really need to listen to this interview to hear how you're getting the shaft from, well, compliments of the Maryland General Assembly. We also will be discussing his new book, Failure Factory. You have to see, if you have not had a chance to take a peek at this book, I mean, it is fascinating just how the city of, well, the Baltimore City school system, it's called Failure Factory, how Baltimore City public schools deprive taxpayers and students of a future. So we'll have Chris on in about 15 minutes. But for now, we have Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather.
We're looking at the JFX right at the city-county line. No issues there. Ruxton Road here through Northern Parkway. All the lanes are open. You're clear into the ramps downtown. Just made a quick swing around the Beltway, the Parkville side, the interloop through Pikesville, the west side. All the lanes are open. The southwest corner of the Beltway is clear at the VW Parkway. Then down towards I-97. Absolutely perfect right now with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Thank you, Chuck. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: cold and windy start today with a wind advisory until noon, with the wind chills in the teens and single digits. Lots of sun, but wind will stick around throughout the day. So I'm going to pivot here. I want to make a point because I'm sick and tired of this anti-Americanism that I just played, had on full display there with the clip from Michelle Wu, the mayor of Boston, Ilhan Omar. There are many others, but I've got this powerful, inspirational video. Believe it or not, it came across when I was on the treadmill yesterday. I want to share it with you because it's about the real American grit, the resolve, the sacrifice, the genius, really, and the bravery of some of our founding fathers. But it's a perfect example, one of the many proud moments, especially later on as we celebrate our 250 America's birth, America 250 moment. I'm going to give a little double here. This is just, let's play this short clip to remind us, especially this Christmas season, just how great our founding fathers were and the men who built and gave us America. Let's play the Washington Cross on the Delaware.
Desperate for money, food, clothing, and ammunition. In early December 1776, Washington's army is falling apart. The British smell victory.
The fact is, their army is broken all to pieces, and the spirit of their leaders is all broken. I think one may venture to pronounce it is well nigh over with them.
Lord Rawdon.
From a 20,000-strong army in August, only 3,500 troops are left. And with those enlistments expiring in January, Washington takes a bold gamble.
If this fails, I think the game is pretty well up. General George Washington.
He sets his sights on a daring attack at Trenton. But how to move his army across the Delaware without being detected? A crossing near McConkie's Ferry is the answer. Far enough from Trenton to escape notice, but close enough to reach the Hessians in a few hours' march. On Christmas night, 2,400 men, 18 cannon, and over 50 horses cross a treacherous, rain-swollen, ice-choked river.
It rained, hailed, snowed, and froze, and at the same time blew a perfect hurricane. John Greenwood.
Despite conditions, not one man, horse, or cannon is lost, but the operation falls hours behind schedule, and the cover of darkness is gone. But Washington and his tenacious troops have made their own luck. The Hessians, thinking no one would attack in such weather, cut short their normal scouting party. The Americans gain the advantage of surprise and drive the Hessians from Trenton. Fend off 8,000 British troops and go on to win a decisive battle at Princeton. In just 10 crucial days, from crossing the Delaware to victory at Princeton, the tide of the war has turned.
The rebel soldiers begin to have more confidence. An unnamed British colonel.
They are now become a formidable enemy, Colonel William Harcourt.
Today, at Washington Crossing State Park,
you can stand where the Americans landed. Track the route to Trenton and on to Princeton. Here and throughout New Jersey lie the crossroads of the American Revolution.
I love this clip. I love our history. I wanted to play this as just one of so many examples of American greatness because I am sick and tired of our American founders and our history getting dumped on day in and day out by these ungratefuls. These were great men. They were brilliant, brave visionaries, whether Washington, Jefferson, Franklin, and the everyday soldier who answered the call. I mean, that, you know, the crossing the Delaware, it's unbelievable, the bravery and toughness to break through the tyranny. These guys built the freest, most prosperous nation on earth. Yes, they weren't perfect, sure, but it was them who enshrined the inalienable rights and the limited government and the self-rule, the Declaration and the Constitution. It was not Somalis or third world immigrants. It was not illegal aliens. It was not leftist mayors or ungrateful congresswomen like Ilhan Omar. These were men with win-at-all-costs mentalities. When they were down and out, they never gave up. They are the men who built America. And we ought to be thanking God every day for them, not dumping on them and dumping on the great people in America today like Ilhan Omar does. We're told to forget about all of our history. Nonsense about how diversity and third-world immigration built the country. Enough. This anti-American rhetoric that comes from the left and the media and the academies trying to erase our history, replace the truth with lies, and make us feel ashamed of our heritage. No more. Truly, some of the greatest men who ever lived. Nathan Hall, the young patriot hanged by a spy, a British spy. Quote, I only have one regret. The only regret I have is I have but one life to lose for my country. Thomas Paine, these are the times that try men's souls. Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. I have so much I want to add. We're running out of time here. But these were the men who built America. God bless them. More to come. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company, Chris Papps at the top of the hour.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump suggests that if Iran thinks it can reconstitute its nuclear program, it has another thing coming.
Now I hear that Iran is trying to build up again, and if they are, we're going to have to knock them down. But hopefully that's not happening.
The president spoke at yesterday's meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The two leaders discussed implementation of Phase 2 of the Gaza ceasefire. Among other things, it calls for Hamas to disarm. The president says Hamas better honor its commitment to lay down its arms or else. The president confirms a U.S. military strike on a docking facility in Venezuela, where, according to Mr. Trump, illicit drugs are loaded onto boats bound for the U.S. and elsewhere. The American military has also blasted another suspected drug-running boat in the eastern Pacific. A powerful winter storm that's pounded the plains, the upper Midwest, and the Great Lakes continues its eastward march, spreading snow and ice, fierce winds, and bitter cold as it goes.
A wild winter storm is expected to bring strong winds, heavy snow, and frigid temperatures to the Great Lakes and Northeast today, a day after a bomb cyclone barreled across the northern U.S., leaving tens of thousands of customers without power. Nationwide, more than 153,000 customers are without power this morning, more than a third of them in Michigan. And in New York, the governor is warning residents to expect whiteout conditions in parts of the state, including the Syracuse metro area, posting on social media that if you're in an impacted area, to please avoid all unnecessary travel. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, stock futures pretty much unchanged at the moment. The Dow future is currently up 2 points, while the NASDAQ futures are down 7. The S&P futures 1 point lower ahead of this morning's opening bell. More on these stories, townhall.com.
That is Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like there might be a broken down vehicle here coming out of the right tube northbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's not a big problem, but there is a police car there with the flashing lights. You'll see it as you're coming out of the tube northbound and then eventually up towards the area of the Keith Avenue ramp. So the tractor trailers and everybody else, you'll see it way before you get to it. Just kind of move over a little bit to the left and we should be fine. Both the tunnels southbound are clear. Just a reminder, if you're over in Arbutus, there is an accident right at the north end of the ramp from I-195 where it connects up to Rolling Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Cold and windy to kick off your Tuesday morning. Wind advisory still in effect until noon today, but wind chill numbers in the teens and single digits. Heading toward the afternoon, don't get much warmer. We keep the sun around, but the wind also. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
29 degrees in Edgemere, 30 in Joppa Town. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The family and friends of Baltimore murder victims joined city police and the Archdiocese of Baltimore for a prayer walk to remember the lives lost to homicide in 2025. Father Mike Murphy says the names of those who lost their lives were read at St. Joseph's Monastery before the candlelight walk to the Catholic Charities Resource Center. As of Monday, Baltimore City had recorded 134 homicides compared to 192 at the same time last year. Police Commissioner Richard Worley said, while the city is at a record low number of homicides, one homicide is too many, and the city is continuing the effort to make Baltimore a safer place. One person is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries after a Monday night house fire in Randallstown. According to a Facebook post, Baltimore County firefighters were called to the 3800 block of Cherrybrook Road, where they found heavy fire coming from the single-family home. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 299, the pick 4, 0859. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante Au Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. Our private rooms are perfect for any occasion. Birthdays, work meetings, rehearsal dinners, baptisms, and final goodbyes. 15 to 120 people, our catering menus provide great choices at an affordable price. Celebrate any event here at Liberatore's. See why we were selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best caterer in the area.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Derrick Henry entering week 18 with a boatload of milestones. Accomplished in the Green Bay game, 10th on the all-time rush list, 5th on the all-time TD list. Passing guys like Peyton and Simpson and more. What does it all mean to the King?
I'm so thankful and so blessed, and God has been so good. And
every teammate coach that has contributed, you know, throughout my career for me to have those accolades and the success I've had. I'm just very appreciative. You know, as a kid, you know, names you mentioned, you know, growing up hearing those names, idolizing those guys, and my name to be mentioned with there is just a surreal moment for me and something that I always cherish.
Meanwhile, at 8-8 on the season, this is certainly not the way Ravens fans envisioned Week 18 unfolding, but this is what we have, and this is where we are. John Harbaugh addressing that reality yesterday.
So we've worked hard to get to this position, and there's a lot of different paths in football, you know, and there's a lot of different paths in life, and this is the path of the 2025 season. So here we are, and you know, our goal is to make the most of it.
And on that path, you need not look any further than the turnover battle to see the DMZ line between Ravens wins and Ravens losses this year. 8 Ravens wins, the team is plus 12. 8 Ravens losses, the team is minus 14. And finally, tough news from the world of auto racing. The father of NASCAR driver Denny Hamlin has passed away, and his mother was critically injured after a weekend fire heavily damaged the North Carolina home where they lived. Firefighters arrived Sunday night at a two-story home near Stanley, North Carolina, that was mostly engulfed in fire with flames showing through the attic. The 20-year NASCAR driver has 60 Cup Series wins and recently just came up short in his pursuit of a NASCAR championship. Coming up in 30 minutes, are the Orioles done or is there more to come? And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back, and of course, good morning, everyone. I am Nino Mangione, and you are listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and that's 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. You can email am680 at WCBM.com and the text line, the WCBM mobile app, where you can access the line on your cell phone. That's Android or the Apple app. And right now, and I just talked to them a little bit offline, we're going to keep the phone lines open. But it is my pleasure to have with us today Chris Pabst, a national award-winning investigative reporter, the lead reporter for Project Baltimore at WBFF Fox 45 News, where he focuses on in-depth reporting, on accountability. That's a big one, ladies and gentlemen, especially after this issue in Minnesota we're hearing about. But public education, government issues affecting Baltimore and Maryland, and his journalism has driven actual change, including new state laws, criminal convictions, and precedent-setting court rulings. Project Baltimore has earned numerous national awards, regional honors, including Emmy and Edward R. Murrow National Headlines Awards. So, it is a great honor to have with us this morning Chris Pabst. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, no, I wanted to have you on. People out there, I will say more than ever, genuinely appreciate, I think, the work that you do, especially when it comes to exposing waste, fraud, abuse. We've heard a lot. We've heard those three words a lot recently, whether it's federal and different state governments throughout, but Maryland as well. And it's not always just blatant fraud, but there's equal value in exposing outright failure. In this case, with your new book, we'll get to in just a bit, I would say incompetence. And there is a difference, but people deserve to know exactly where their hard-earned tax dollars are going, how their dollars are spent. And if they're actually producing real results, and I'd say nobody does a better job locally than you for bringing this stuff to light. So Chris, he recently wrote his new book, Failure Factory, How Baltimore City Public Schools Deprive Taxpayers and Students of the Future. It was published this year in August, and I look forward to getting to that discussion. But I find more interesting and fascinating the list. Not Santa's good list, the naughty list from the Maryland, I would say the lowlights, I've been saying this week, that have gone on in the state of Maryland. I want to just start with you, and this was on your Twitter. And at what point did you start noticing a negative trend of what was happening? And we'll dive into these issues one by one.
So earlier this year in January, when I was looking at the legislative session, and you're starting to see things build up, you're seeing massive budget deficits, you're seeing education spending is exploding, you're seeing Medicaid, the costs for that are exploding throughout the state of Maryland. And they were talking about the legislature was increasing vehicle registration fees, emissions taxes, emissions fees for your vehicles, starting to change the tax base and how the taxes were going to be structured, who was going to pay taxes, this 3% IT business tax. And so I started to put together a list starting in January of all the things that have been happening to Maryland residents since January when 2025 started. And over the past, 12 months now, as things have been updated on that list, I've been putting it on my X account as just a running tab.
Well, Chris, you actually just updated that list. We'll get to it in just 2 days ago. We'll get to it in just a second, but we have to check in with traffic and weather with Chuck Whitaker. Chuck?
Broken down vehicle if you're coming out of the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It was kind of sitting there with a police car behind it, I think, just now. Yep, they just now cleared, and they're moving away, and they're heading up to the Toll Plaza area. So that's back to normal. Never really backed up anyway on the northbound side. Both the tunnels are running fine. Southbound through the area, 695, you're looking good. We're completely clear through Annapolis. Your only deal right now, high-profile vehicles, take it easy. It's a little gusty, a little breezy on the main span at the Bay Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. The Fox Baltimore weather update here. Cold and windy start today. Wind advisory until noon with wind chills in the teens and single digits. Lots of sun, but wind will stick around throughout the day. So sorry to, we want to get back to your thoughts here, Chris. I mean, you were going over this list, which I just mentioned you as recently as 2 days ago updated, and it was the historic car registration change. I actually came across a thought this morning that you should probably add to the list. And the exodus of Maryland, if you remember the comptroller report. So there's your list is extensive, and there's many things that we're forgetting that could probably go on that list as well. But get back to, again, why you started to compile this list.
Just so people know. So people can see what has happened to the residents of Maryland since January of 2025. I have a couple dozen things on here. I can just name a few of them, but I think all of them are important and all of them are affecting us every day. So we know in 2025, we had a $3 billion budget deficit, $1.6 billion tax hikes. The big one here, or might be the biggest, is the Moody's credit downgrade. That is significant. That is far more significant than I think a lot of people want to give
first time in our history.
Yeah.
That Maryland's lost that Moody's AAA bond rating.
And what that means is that as Maryland wants to borrow money, we're going to have to pay more taxes to borrow that money because of the downgrade in that credit rating. We've also seen IonQ, the quantum computing hub, that left the state. FBI headquarters was supposed to be here. They announced they're not coming. Washington Commanders, they want to leave the state or announced they're not coming back. Six Flags America closed. The IT tax and a lot of other taxes that people didn't realize were passed. The vending machine tax, that happened. The vehicle excise tax, the $5 tire purchasing fee whenever you buy tires now. There is a sports betting tax hike, a cannabis tax hike, a car title fee increase, a 3.5% car rental tax. Fishing licenses went up if you fish. Boat licenses went up. Title registrations for your boat. Camera speed ticket increases. The historic car registration change. All of these things are happening to Maryland residents. And this is just 2025. So what I'm going to do, Nino, is Once 2025 is over in a couple days, I'm going to retire this list, and then I'm going to start a 2026 list. But as I keep putting these lists out, I'm going to keep 2025 on there just so people can see what has really happened, and perhaps I'll add on there the comptroller's report that came out a couple weeks ago saying that people are leaving Maryland, specifically taxpayers are leaving Maryland. And another thing that's not on there I should put on there is that Maryland Public Schools lost 11,000 students this year.
Correct.
11,000
That just came out about a month ago.
That is also significant. And that's what was it, 1.2, 1.3% people that were attending Maryland Public Schools left the school system.
Well, Chris, hold that thought, because, Michelle, we're going to do the America 250 celebration moment here. And this 250 segment is brought to you by, from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It is time to celebrate America's 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. America 250 moment. And on this date, December 30th, 1824, the first U.S. presidential election was decided by the House of Representatives. After no candidate secured a majority in the Electoral College, the House elected John Quincy Adams over Andrew Jackson. On December 30th, 1922, here we go. Warren G. Harding, delivered the first U.S. presidential message to Congress by radio broadcast, marking an early use of the modern communication technology in politics. 1963, Let's Make a Deal premieres. The beloved game show premiered on NBC, bringing fun, joy, and excitement into millions of homes. And for all you golf enthusiasts out there, I would say on this date in 1975, the greatest golfer of all time was born, and that being Tiger Woods. Talk about a debate there, Chris. That could spark some interest if we had an hour with Gary Stein. But that is your America 250 moment, celebrating America's 250th birthday this coming Independence Day. You are listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Casey and Company. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, Chris Pabst.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. It's an evening built around good food and straightforward conversation about where Maryland is headed. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet. CFA. Then Kim Klasick and I will walk through the issues that matter to families, taxpayers, and local businesses. If you want clear, common sense discussion in a relaxed setting, get your tickets today at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company, and we are joined by award-winning journalist Chris Pabst. And Chris, we're talking about your list that you put out on Twitter, and you compiled this list over the last year, but tell everybody where they can find the list on your Twitter feed.
Sure, just Chris Pabst, C-H-R-I-S-P-A-P-S-T. I'm going to keep putting this out. I'll put a final list out. What is today, the 29th, 30th?
30th somewhere today, yeah.
In there, right? Okay, so I'll put out a final list tomorrow. I'll probably add the things that we were talking about in the first segment, and then as 26 starts, you know, I'll start the new ones for that as well, and just keep adding that list, because now we're going to start the legislative session. Maryland's already in a hole, a $1.5 billion budget deficit. Now, where do we go from here?
And that's actually one of the points you make on the list. This past year, for example, you mentioned how there was a $3 billion budget deficit. Then you also mentioned that there was $1.6 billion tax hike, which is part of the way that they closed the gap, so to speak, and that was by pushing forth, signed into law by Governor Moore, the largest tax increase in the history of the state of Maryland. So it's a double whammy on your list, and you're absolutely right. I expect a lot more, unfortunately, to make this list longer. But for now, we're going to just hold that thought. We'll be checking in with Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather. Chuck?
We're getting a report now of some debris on the roadway, the outer loop of the Beltway near Route 702. So if you're over on the southeast side there, coming up from the Back River Bridge, coming up towards Pulaski Highway, the Road Ranger might be in that area. There is some slowing, and they're still working on that wreck in Arbutus, I-195, as you're coming up from 95 towards UMBC. There had been some road blockage there, and at one point, we had a little more than a half-mile backup going by the accident scene, and it looks like the cleanup is still underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today, cold and windy start, wind advisory until noon with wind chills in the teens and single digits. Lots of sun, but wind will stick around throughout the day. So we are here again with Chris Pabst, and the list that you've compiled, Chris, I would say much of it, the theme stems around financial. It starts with, I would say, the mismanagement of state funds with the budget deficit that was created. And then you look at all these fees, it really is nickel and diming citizens. I mean, you just mentioned earlier a vending machine tax. I mean, they're coming after your bag of potato chips in the vending machine, your soda, whatever. And I just want to get your take on when you're out on the streets, you're interviewing people, you're investigating, looking at how this affects your everyday Marylander. I mean, car registrations being a very big one that a lot of people complain about, rightfully so. What are you seeing out there?
Well, a lot of these increases hit everybody.
Exactly. Yeah.
Everybody. So if you fish, a lot of people fish. People love to fish. We're in Maryland. I mean, you know, it's one of the main things that you do here is you fish. And if you want to do that with your family, it's now more expensive to do that. If you just have a little boat that you take your kids out on, it's more expensive to do that. And people that have boats are not necessarily rich people. These aren't yachts we're talking about. These are smaller, just motorized boats that people take their kids out in. The vending machine tax, the IT tax on business, that's going to be passed on the consumers. So we're looking at all of these and we're saying, listen, what Maryland is doing, and this is not a controversial statement, is that it's simply spending more money than it has. And Maryland does not have a printing press. Maryland cannot print money. The only way it can get money is by raising taxes and fees. And what a lot of times what Annapolis does is they don't want to have one giant tax hike to $1.6 billion, even though that was big last year. It could have been a lot more. So they spread it out over all of these little fees to make it not look as big as it actually is. But a lot of people are recognizing it. We know that Brooke Learman, the comptroller, she put out that list a couple weeks ago saying people are understanding what's going on and they're leaving. They're going to Pennsylvania. They're going south, even going to Virginia. They're saying, look, the taxes and the cost of doing business here is getting too high. I can live a better life somewhere else. And this is not Chris Papp saying this. This is not Fox 45 or Sinclair saying this. This is the democratically elected comptroller of Maryland, Brooke Learman.
In the extensive report.
In that extensive report. She is saying that. And if you're looking at all of these taxes, you're looking at all the fees, you're looking at everything going up, at some point the legislature has to be held accountable and say, you need to spend the amount of money that's coming in, not the amount of money you want to spend.
And you make an excellent point there, because there's two things I want to highlight. Number one, you touched on the deficit. Well, the Maryland our experts in the Department of Legislative Services are predicting a cash shortfall to get to $3.9 billion by 2030. And then you mentioned how this all these taxes and fees and the things on this list really affect everybody. Well, that's correct, and for two different reasons. For example, obviously a vending machine and the vehicle registrations hit your everyday Marylander, but this 3% IT tax, for example, I mean, that's going to, you know, software services and taxes that apply to things like data processing and hosting, computer service systems. These are things that every business is using. So if you're working for a company that's using these services, which is basically, I mean, who's not, what company is not using this type of technology these days? Is everybody, one way or another, everyday Marylanders are being affected by what is on this list, and it's all financial, and it all leads to less investment. People are leaving. People aren't staying for retirement. But it used to be a time where they were leaving when they retired. But now we're seeing, and part of that report is young Marylanders are leaving.
Now, two things that are really important here is, one, the energy prices. And there's a report that just came out from Doxo saying Maryland has the highest energy costs in the country. Energy is largely an issue of supply and demand. We know that. And if Maryland has the highest energy costs in the country, this is according to Doxo, and what really is Maryland doing to try to address that? Are we bringing any more facilities online? Are we trying to produce more of our own energy? 40% of it we're importing in. But just think about the car things that are on here. If you have a, let's say that you have a 2005 car, you have a pretty old car, to change the tires is now going to be more expensive. To register that car is going to be more expensive. The emissions tests on that car are now going to be more expensive. You drive a 20-year-old car. You're struggling to get by. Just the increases to drive that vehicle is really going to hurt people.
Now, you're exactly right. And that report from Doxo came out, said Maryland is the most expensive when it comes to utility bills, whether it's electricity, gas, waste, recycling, all those things, water. It says here the average household in the state of Maryland pays a median monthly bill of $546. I'm not sure if that's correct or not. It sounds high. But either way, I mean, that's not a peer-reviewed study by any means. But the comptroller report that we just touched on there noted that Maryland's utility costs overall are about 10% higher than the national average, and electricity and gas costs in the state are among the highest rates nationally. So something is definitely wrong here, and that is from our own comptroller's report. So there is a lot to discuss here with Chris Papps, our special guest, the investigative award-winning journalist. We're going to touch a little bit more on this list when we come back, but we're also going to get into his new books. And let's check in with Maggie Hunter and our local news.
Thanks. Good morning. The People's Power Assembly organized to demonstration in Baltimore Monday to demonstrate against ICE. The protest follows an ICE-involved shooting that injured a man in Glen Burnie on Christmas Eve. Demonstrators say ICE does not have the authority to act as local law enforcement, and the shooting was an example of excessive force and racial profiling. Protesters say they want state leaders to step in to end the program and other agreements some counties have with ICE. The Maryland State Fire Marshal says a Hurlock home has been destroyed after two arson incidents in less than 24 hours. A small fire was reported at the home on Jones Village Road in Dorchester County on Sunday night, and there was another fire just before 4:30 Monday morning. In both cases, an accelerant detection dog identified multiple points of origin, and investigators determined the fires had been intentionally set. Investigators are asking the public to report any information that could lead to the arrest of those responsible for the fires. Baltimore City will be holding its 33rd annual interfaith prayer celebration on New Year's Eve. The gathering includes people of Jewish, Christian, Muslim, and Buddhist faiths, offering thanks for the blessings of the past year and prayers for continued blessings in 2026. The Archbishop of Baltimore, Archbishop William Laurie, will be honored as a guest along with a number of city leaders. The program will be held at the historic St. Ignatius Church at Calvert at Madison Streets from 8:30 until 9:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. And the Baltimore Health Department says a code blue extreme cold alert is in effect through Friday morning. Health Commissioner Dr. Michelle Taylor issued the alert due to a forecast of wind chills in the teens that could pose significant health risks. Residents should take necessary precautions, stay indoors when possible, and check on neighbors who may need assistance. During a code blue, city agencies activate services that provide shelter and assistance for those in need, including those who are homeless. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audienhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. An elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Keep in mind there was some debris on the roadway on the outer loop around Route 702, but I'm looking at the camera here coming up from the Back River Bridge. And through that area looks fine. The rest of 695 is clear. Good conditions right now at both the harbor tunnels. Just a reminder, in Arbutus, they're still working on the accident on I-195 just north of the I-95 bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Cold and windy to kick off your Tuesday morning. Wind advisory still in effect until noon today, but wind chill numbers in the teens and single digits. Heading toward the afternoon, don't get much warmer. We keep the sun around, but the wind also. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. The Ravens are a 3.5-point favorite on the road in Pittsburgh Sunday night, partly, if not all, due to the way the Steeler offense looked on Sunday against the Browns. Anemic is a word that comes to mind. Sorely missing DK Metcalf, and he'll be out against the Ravens on Sunday as well. Harbaugh was asked what his absence would mean for the Ravens' defensive game plan.
Who's out for sure? I mean, obviously DK Metcalf. You know, that's a look at the trouble he gave us in the first game. So that's you factor it. You factor Washington, whether he can play or not for sure. Austin, whether he can play or not for sure. Those are big playmakers for those guys.
Talking about tight end Darnell Washington and receiver Calvin Austin on Metcalf. You'll remember in game one between these two teams, he burned the Ravens single coverage repeatedly. 7 catches for 148 yards, 4 of them for 25 yards or more. Meanwhile, the Ravens rushing attack got untracked in the Green Bay game and now stands at number one in the league. And who can ever forget the game that Derrick Henry had last January against the Steelers in the playoffs.
They get their two big stars back. Meanwhile, there goes Henry. There goes Henry all the way for the touchdown.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime, part of a 186-yard effort for the King against the Steelers last year. A blast note, they've changed their game time on Sunday to give fans time to get back home and watch the Ravens. Originally scheduled for a 3 p.m. kickoff at CQ Arena against Utica City FC, Blast have now moved their game time to 1 p.m. on Sunday. Elsewhere in the NFL, Bijan Robinson rolls up 229 yards from scrimmage, including a 93-yard rushing touchdown as the Falcons slip by the Rams on Monday Night Football. 27-24 was the final. Orioles news. By now, you know the team has brought back Zach Eflin on a one-year deal, giving them, at least on paper, a rotation of Bradish, Rogers, Boz, Kramer, and Eflin. The question is, could there be more? Here's President and GM Mike Elias 3 weeks ago at the winter meetings, asked if the budget would allow for a big bat and a pitching ace.
Yes, I think so. I mean, you know, you look at our payroll as it stands right now, and it's still well below where we were at last year, and we'll just consider opportunities as they come up and have those conversations with ownership, but we do have room for more moves.
Well, since then, the Birds have added Pete Alonso, Shane Boz, and now Eflin, increasing payroll this season by $43 million. According to reports, Baltimore's still $13 million below last year's payroll. Birthdays today in the sports world, some big names. Dodgers immortal Sandy Koufax turns 90 years old today, born in 1935. Still looks like he's 45. Tiger Woods is 50, born in 1975. LeBron James is 41, born in 1984. And on this day in football history, how about this one? NFL head coach Mike Shanahan is fired twice on the same date. December 30th, 2008, Shanahan fired by the Broncos. And 5 years later, December 30th, 2013, fired by the Redskins. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Rob Carson.
Oop. We laugh. All right. Well, we're back here. Nino Mangione filling in. You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. We are joined by Fox Baltimore reporter Chris Pabst. And if you have a question for Chris, we're opening up the phone lines, 410-922-6680. But before that, Chris, there is breaking news. I just come across the Baltimore County Police Twitter. The police are barricaded at a situation in Cockeysville outside an apartment complex. It says the county police officers, they're at the unit block of Springhead Court. This is over by Cranbrook Road. Residents are advised of a strong police presence there. So, breaking news there. Baltimore County police barricaded outside of a Cockeysville apartment complex. Unbelievable. All right. So we're opening up the phone lines again, 410-922-6680. Before we get to your book, Chris, let's take a call from John in Glenarm. John, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Happy New Year.
Hey, you know, I struggle picking up staff to we do big building conversions. And so these aren't college folks, but they have to be sharp. You know, we have to be able to train them. A lot of steps to processes to change a building from how they were built originally to, you know, modern up to code, HVAC and envelope stuff. And honestly, I don't think Maryland has the human capital capacity to, you know, to have a business, you know, to run a business in here. It's the guys are untrainable. Half the guys show up and they are habitual pot smokers. They are high first thing in the morning, and they show up to work and they can't follow instructions. It is a huge problem. The schools, just these kids come out, they are not trainable. It's staggeringly bad.
Well, John, listen, I do appreciate your call, and I do not disagree. And that actually segues us into what I want to discuss with Chris here is his latest book. I believe this is, what, your second book, Chris?
Third
book. All right. So it is titled Failure Factory, How Baltimore City Public Schools Deprive Taxpayers and Students of a Future. And this is an investigative piece here based on 8 years of reporting and looking into Baltimore City Public Schools. And this kind of goes to a topic that the previous caller just mentioned of having qualified, educated workforce. But,
you've discovered, we've all known this, I mean, the numbers are there, that it's one of the largest, most funded schools in the nation, yet historically one of the lowest performance. So I want to ask you, starting off, Chris, what made you decide to spend 8 years digging into the Baltimore City public schools and write a book about it?
So in 2017, we started Project Baltimore, which is a team at Fox 45, and our sole mission was to investigate public education. It started in Baltimore City. It has since spread to the surrounding counties and now all of Maryland, because what we're seeing in public education is that the ideas that took root many, many years ago in Baltimore City have certainly spread to the suburbs, and they're spreading throughout the entire country. And the reason we started with public education is because, as you mentioned, we could see that Baltimore City Schools, according to federal data, was one of the most, and still is, one of the most funded large school systems in America and one of the lowest performing. Well, the question is, how can that happen? Why is that allowed to happen? Why is that tolerated in a place like Maryland? In a place like Baltimore, where taxpayers are putting so much money into these school systems and getting such a little return out of it. So we'll just talk about just quick data. In 2024, which is the most recent year for which we have data, because education data tends to lack a year, is there's a $1.7 billion budget in Baltimore City Public Schools. That year, 10% of the students tested proficient in math. So taxpayers are giving this school system $1.7 billion, and 90% of the kids in the school system, in the entire school system that took the state test, 90% were not proficient in math. And going to your last caller, most of the kids he's getting, if he is getting kids from Baltimore City or Baltimore County, they are not proficient in math. They are not proficient in English language arts. That is why I wrote Failure Factory, because people need to understand what is really happening in these schools, where the money is really going, what the focus of the public school system is, and how it's failing society. Failure Factory. We can see it. These schools are like a factory. They're like a conveyor belt where you put the kids on the conveyor belt and they kind of run through it. And every year, a different person is working that conveyor belt trying to help them. But there is a cookie cutter status quo approach that we are taking to public education that is not working.
Well, Chris, hold that thought. We're going to check in with traffic and weather and Chuck Whitaker.
There's an active fire call now in the city. It just went to two alarms very quickly. They arrived, and now the second alarm has been struck. Reisterstown Road at Fulton Avenue. So local traffic there is going to be a detour, probably going to be some ice on the roadway as they fight an active fire at the second story of that building there. Looks like a dwelling fire once again. That would be the second fire this morning in the city that has gone to two alarms. So again, around Reisterstown Road, Fulton Avenue, heads up for that. There's a wreck on the east end of the Orleans Street Viaduct as you're coming in towards downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. And the Fox News Advisory weather forecast here says cold and windy. Start today with the wind advisory until noon with wind chills in the teens and single digits. Lots of sun, but wind will stick around throughout the day. So, Chris, before the break, or the little update from Chuck there, we were discussing, you know, just these numbers. They're abysmal. They're shocking. They're staggering. 10% of students proficient, billions being spent. And I've used these numbers in speeches I've given sometimes. I mean, when you throw it to a more conservative Republican crowd, they're not shocked, they're not surprised. But some of these neutral to some of these other forums I've had to speak, they say, and these numbers have been cited on by Republicans on the House floor many of times, but I've heard that, I've been told to my face, that's not true, this is propaganda, what you're making these numbers up. Explain to the audience why the individuals that have barked at me are wrong when they say something like that.
8 years of my
There we go.
Okay, so the 8 years of my book, Failure Factory, I go through every year and I list how the money is being spent, where it's going, where it's not going, and the results that taxpayers and students are getting for that money. every ounce of data, every piece of data in the book, every piece of data that Project Baltimore and Fox 45 discusses in our reports at AIR, is coming from the Maryland State Department of Education, the National Assessment of Educational Progress, the U.S. Census, or Baltimore City Public Schools itself. There is no data that we talk about. There is no data that is in Failure Factory, my book, that is not coming from one of those sources. It is not Chris Papp's data. It is not Fox 45's data. It is the state's data. It is the city's data. It is the federal government's data. And what you're seeing is that part of the reason I wrote Failure Factory is what we talked about last segment. Why is the educational outcomes that we're seeing in Baltimore City allowed to happen? Why is it that the public officials in Baltimore City and Maryland, especially the elected ones, are allowing this to happen? And I do feel that there is an allowance there because there's no accountability. You're not seeing the public officials and the elected officials in Baltimore demanding more from the public education system every year when we come out, you know, and we do the reports about 10% of kids proficient in math, but yet 70% of the kids are graduating. How do you have a 70% graduation rate when 10% of your kids are testing proficient in math? And it's allowed to happen. It's the only way that you can describe it, is that there is no accountability for the school system coming from Baltimore City to improve the educational outcomes for the students, because it has been this way for years, decades, and generations.
And all the time in Annapolis, we constantly hear about the need for more funding, more funding, more money, less conversation ever about achievement and what is actually being done to enhance the reading numbers, the math numbers. And you talk about, for example, just how low and staggering these numbers are. But what did you discover in terms of grade inflation? Could the numbers actually be worse? I mean, some of your reporting, and over the years, this has made news of how some of these administrators have actually fudged the numbers in Baltimore City.
Now, we know that is happening. We know that there is a massive grade-changing scandal that Fox 45 uncovered from 2017 to 2023. We were covering it for 5 or 6 years, and that is heavily detailed in the book, step by step, how we even had to sue Baltimore City Public Schools, if you remember that, in 2017. That went to court in 2019, and Judge Jeannie Hong in the circuit court ruled that Baltimore City Public Schools willfully and knowingly violated the law by not handing over public documents related to grade changing. The judge even said that she believed that city schools did not hand over the documents to cover potential wrongdoing. And then when we won that lawsuit and we got the documents, Nina, we could see it was a widespread issue throughout Baltimore City schools that grades were being changed from failing to passing. Just changed. Student didn't do any extra work. They were changed to matriculate that student, get them to the next grade, and eventually get them to graduate, which goes back to exactly what we were just talking about. 70% graduation rate, 10% of the kids test proficient in math. How does that happen? Well, we were able to prove in Project Baltimore, prove in my book Failure Factory, how it was happening. And that is because the school system was changing failing grades to passing. I'll make one more point on this. In 2022, the Inspector General for Education, after we were reporting on this extensively, on grade changing, he released his own report, Rick Henry. He found over a four-year period, there were 12,542 grades improperly changed from failing to passing, and upwards of 10% of kids at some schools were graduating who should not have. Think about that. 12,542 failing grades changed to passing to get kids to matriculate and to eventually get them a high school diploma.
Well, Chris, I have a question I want to ask you about accountability when we return, but we're going to take a quick break right now, and then we'll be back with our good news story of the day.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Nino Mangione here, filling in for Sean Casey and Casey and Company. And it is time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Our feel-good news segment today is brought to you by Town Appliance and Owings Mills. What a story. A Texas family is celebrating a special Christmas this year as they bring their daughter Camilla home after 305 days in the NICU, born at 35 weeks with a condition where some abdominal organs develop outside of the body. Camilla received nearly a year of intensive care at the St. Luke's Baptist Hospital in San Antonio. Her parents praised her resilience, noting her nickname Happy Feet and her playful personality. The Texas Hospital Association commended the NICU team for their exceptional care that helped Camilla defy the odds. That is our feel-good story of the day, brought to you again by Town Appliance in Owings Mills. Chuck, what is going on with a quick traffic update?
We have a two-alarm fire in the city, second one this morning. This one is at Reisterstown Road at Fulton Avenue, northwest side. So if you're up in that area above North Avenue on Fulton Avenue where they come together with Reisterstown Road, all of that's going to be blocked off. Still knocking it down, still working on it. And you know, with the cold air, going to be some ice. So right now, local detours underway there on the northwest side of the city. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today. Cold and windy start. Wind advisory until noon with wind chills in the teens and single digits. Lots of sun, but the wind will stick around throughout the day. So you're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company, with our special guest, Chris Papps. Thanks for being here, Chris. So before the break, we were talking about the inflated grades, really the scam that was going on. You guys did an extensive investigation, and then there was an inspector general report by the state's inspector general. My question for you, and I think what the audience would love to hear, is did the state, or was there ever any accountability to those individuals in the Baltimore City school system that, to your knowledge, were fudging the numbers?
So that's why I wrote Failure Factory, Nino, is because even after Project Baltimore sues Baltimore City Schools and wins, and a judge finds that they knowingly broke the law, even after the inspector general comes out and says upwards of 10% of kids are graduating who should not because failing grades are being changed to passing, even after all of that, what happens? The Baltimore City Public Schools CEO is named Superintendent of the Year in Maryland. And then we found out last week the CEO of Baltimore City Public Schools was a finalist for National Superintendent of the Year.
That is exactly why I wrote Failure Factory. Think about everything that we've been talking about this morning. $1.7 billion budget, 10% of kids are proficient in math, yet 70% are graduating. A caller calls in saying that these kids are woefully unprepared to work in the trades or to work in the environment that they need them to, in business. The Inspector General reports suing Baltimore City Public Schools, massive grade changing. Maryland Superintendent of the Year. So if you want to ask the question, is Baltimore City Public Schools really going to start improving to the point where it's not one of the lowest performing school systems in the entire country? It's not the lowest performing school system in Maryland. You got to start really asking yourself, why would it improve if the people that are running it are being celebrated for the way that they have been running it over the past 8 years? So I really hope that people listening right now pick up a copy of Failure Factory and really see what is happening inside of these public schools, because the mentality in Baltimore City, Nino, it's not stuck in Baltimore City. It is moving out throughout Maryland and throughout the country.
And, Chris, funding has never been a problem when it comes to Maryland public schools. The schools were record-funded under the previous governor, Governor Hogan. Then they rammed through the Kerwin bill, despite not having the funding mechanism to pay for it. Then, throughout your reporting, you realize so much of the, in this case, I mean, just an absolute abuse of the taxpayers, because the city of Baltimore is one of the highest-funded schools or systems in the entire country, yet they're fudging the numbers. Kids who are trying or not having any success because it's just the inept way that is going, the entire system. However, we're still paying more money. And then there are situations where you learn about ghost students, for example. My friend April Rose, delegate from Carroll County, tried to address this, and yet the General Assembly does nothing. But you learned about ghost students and how much money this is costing the state.
We're seeing the situation right now in Minnesota break, right?
Yep.
With money going to daycares and kids aren't there. Project Baltimore, we've been reporting on this for years. It's in my book, Failure Factory. We know that Maryland is spending tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. They're sending money to schools to educate kids who are not there. Again, Nina, what we talked about earlier, not Chris Papp's data, not Fox 45's data. This is the Maryland State Department of Education. They release a report every year about how kids are moving. We can see in that report that there are the number of kids that are being labeled whereabouts unknown. In other words, they were enrolled at one point and then these kids go missing, has doubled, nearly doubled over the past 5 years. In 2025, taxpayers gave $168 million to schools to educate kids that, according to the state, could not be found. These kids could not be located. But yet $168 million last year, taxpayers gave to schools to educate those kids. But yet, it's not being fixed in Annapolis. We first started reporting on this 4 years ago, and April Rose, Delegate April Rose, has introduced legislation to try to stop this from happening. But as of now, there's no appetite in Annapolis to try to say, hey, maybe we should actually give taxpayers money to schools to educate kids who are actually there.
Well, Chris, we have about a minute, and again, I appreciate you coming on. So I'm switching roles here, because this is a challenge, because a lot of these points you're making and the questions being asked and that you pose as well, on the legislative side, I should be sitting here and having the answers, and we could talk all day about that, but I'm putting you in the politician's seat here. How can communities or taxpayers really hold these schools accountable without, I guess you could say, hurting the students? In about 45 seconds.
Elections have consequences. And right now in Maryland, as anybody knows who's paying attention, is that one political party runs the state. And I'm not suggesting that Republicans have all the answers. But what I am suggesting is that two-party control is more effective than one-party rule. And what we have in Maryland right now is one-party rule. And that's really what needs to change.
Whether it's curriculum, whether it's school safety, there's been legislation, pieces of legislation that we as the Republican Party have put forth many times, and it never goes anywhere in Annapolis. But fascinating interview, Chris. Thank you very much for being with us today. Happy New Year. Thank you all for listening. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.